easy as a chair when you've got such an effective coach here who's not here. You know, I'll be a bit lackadaisical because I mean he's so good. Just to tell you that I was formally the monitor just to check with him because I, you know, there were periods in the processing where, quite frankly, although our piece is here, my mind was elsewhere because he was so good. He is so good. He's so chair that there was no need for me to apply my mind the way I normally would. And yet again, he's come up with so many good things this morning that I remain convinced that we really could have some co-chairing. On diversion, you know, he's been badgering me quite a lot, and I accept that although I'm not happy about what's there in level two, all of you on the same line, Steve, as well as JJ, Carol, I think, sitting in and out of the system, but all of you feel that what's there is best we can do. Now, having read the bill without all these interruptions and calls, he's here today. Welcome back, I'll be coming tomorrow. Welcome back indeed. We're very pleased to see you. Let me put this to you. Look, I can't summon at this stage a technical assistant. I don't think even if I did, I would come up with something substantially different to Earth Catholic. In fact, my own view was that NGOs are resistant because they don't agree with me. And the committee members and the researchers were resistant because they don't agree with me. But we faced the scene. She did deliver. But I mean, she brought me typically to see. That's what it does. And that's also a style, because I don't know, so I don't really, instead of getting in there, she thinks I don't know what a politician should become over the last 3 months. But I'm being facetious. So, look, basically on diversion, I would have liked slightly stronger on level two. But having read the bill, I must say, and Lawrence kept reminding me yesterday, Lawrence also dealing with the politician, with my interventions and accreditation and that thing about the cycle and so on, I've forgotten. So look, I'll live with that. It's fine. Then on the issue of sentencing, I was a bit surprised, Lawrence, at what we've done in the text, and maybe I was a bit asleep on Friday. But I think the JJ, I don't agree with what we had here. And I think we'd all now agree that, as I understand the politics, we'll come to the wording, it is this. If you are under 14 at the time you get your sentence, then and then only are you excluded from prison in the case of serious offense. If you committed the offense, am I correct, Lawrence? Can you help? If you committed the offense when you're 12 or 13, and if you in fact get sentenced when you're 15, then you are liable to be treated as a 15-year-old for sentencing, not a 13-year-old who committed the offense. To which JJ yesterday told me when I said that's unfair of the NCA and the court processes actually hold you up. So if you're 13, or say you're 12 and a half, right? And then the hopelessness of the state system means that they only finally sentence you 2 years later. It's not your fault. So according to JJ, then your lawyer will appeal and say, look, the problem is not yours as a child, the problem is the state. So I said, let's put it in the book. Now that's when he situates contempt. He says it's obvious. Only a person like you would raise it. Let's write a whole essay in total contempt in my house, by the way. Wanting to eat my mother's biryani yesterday, which he never got to eat it by the way. Because he got held up to the Congress and I for hate. I think the more important is the Congress for me. Now, in short, is that correct? We don't need any such provision to say if the state or beyond the control of the child and either a legal that the lawyer should have less obvious.
That's not in there.
Is that obvious?
No, I don't think
it's obvious. Oh my God! You came to my house and what contempt you were speaking yesterday. Shouldn't we say that?
Chair, I'm sorry. May I just say that I actually have put this into a document at length and have gleaned more information. But with respect to JJ, I've had a long conversation with him this morning.
We were calling him at 1:30 recently. Can I just keep my phone on, really? Because you know this thing doesn't flash. This thing doesn't work. Well, I'll keep it. He'll repeat. You see, I can't phone him because he's in the presidency and they're not allowing him to use his phone because he's in some meeting. So he's going to ring us at 1:30. All right, can we highlight that? Can you actually give us a 10? Because I think we should do it. Do people disagree? Robert? You're saying that we can put in the sort of thing I'm saying, which is that if it's the state failure, then the lawyer can appeal and say, see, the child has just told you 15 days.
See, I think it's a whole thing, but I mean, I've argued this a million times. I mean, I don't know if I want to bore you with it again.
Not with the argument. Okay,
no,
let's see.
No,
others agree.
No,
okay,
my position is that you must sentence, that sentencing must attach to the time at which the offence was committed. And that is, if you put that into the bill, then that precludes any requirement for putting it, if it's the state's fault or anything. You must, even Professor Tara Blanche, I've got information, not directly from him, but when he's quoted by another legal academic, saying that culpability attaches at the time of the offence. And sentencing must therefore attach at the time of the offence. Therefore, if you don't do that, it leads to a whole range of arbitrary consequences. And the principle that has been created by this committee by saying you do not want to see children who are under the age of 14 in prison. Therefore, the consequence of that is that children must be sentenced in accordance to when they committed the offence. And the example that I gave, that if you have two children who commit exactly the same offence at exactly the same age, say two 13-year-olds, one is sentenced before he turns 14 and he may not be sent to prison. Another one is sentenced when he's 15 because of the way the system works, and potentially he could be sent to prison, which leads to an unequal consequence of the legislation. Now, I've argued this with JoJo, and he sees my point, but he says that the principle is to keep under 14s out of prison. So therefore, when you're 15, it shouldn't apply to you, because you're not trying to protect a 15-year-old, you're trying to protect under 14. I hear that, except that the consequences are arbitrary. If you're lucky enough to be sentenced before you're 14, you don't go to prison. If you're unlucky enough, you might be sent to prison.
Which leads then,
if you were to go with commission of the offence, then you would have to change section 76, which allows for imprisonment post, allows for the residential placement, and then imprisonment at a later stage. But that's a technical thing that if you go with the principle. I'm just concerned that it'll open
But can I raise a framework within which we should try to stay? One is the NCOP will be looking at. And I think we've done very well in the very tight session. We would have voted on the bill somewhat late. Oh, sorry, we would have voted on the bill because we just think the NCOP is here. We have to vote on the bill today because otherwise we won't meet our deadline for this other election year. I think, Ronald, we leave that open. What I want to suggest is a framework that is that we retake. He says and agrees. He didn't tell me, by the way. He's been very fair. He probably forgot. In reflecting your views, he exchanged with you, Lauren, and I don't understand Carol was connected to us because, you know, she was a lead for about a week. So, you know, we didn't connect Carol, and we apologize. But Carol was like a co-chair. So, you know, she was out of pool, so to speak, for about 10 days. I didn't know that, but look, can't we just say this, that let's retain what we've got in the system, which is that the age applies when you are sentenced. But all I wanted was a provision that if you can show, and you're saying something more fundamental, and I'm saying, do we want to put the provision in the law? You're taking it a step further. And that's a policy issue, and I don't think at this stage we can open a policy issue. What I want is clarity within the policy. So, I want to ask the lawyers here, is JJ right that if you are 13, let me explain in simple language, that if you are 13 and you've committed an offense, and you are sentenced when you are 15, this bill says you are treated as a 15-year-old for the reason JJ is making. Now the question is, if it's beyond your control as a child, and it's the state, the NPA and so on that have failed, does it automatically follow, and therefore there's no need to mention this in the bill, that the lawyer can go to the magistrate and say that I am appealing that this child be treated as an under 14 because the fault lies with the state? Is it understood that a lawyer can do that? A, right? B, if it is understood, do we still need to put it in? C, if it is not understood, then do we put it in?
It's not automatic. Now, if you have any lawyer representing that child who is working for assault, you would go to the magistrate and say, this isn't a apply to a speedy trial that's taking too long, and you're going to apply for the matter to be, you know, removed from the roll. But it's not to say that the court will grant that. And you may also have an attorney who's just so slack that, you know, they... Unfortunately, often candidate attorneys are less used in practice, and I don't mean practice as in legal practice, I mean practice as in practice, on criminal cases, and we sometimes have very, very inexperienced lawyers representing children in criminal cases.
I said all that to Didi, it wasn't from me.
I didn't present it
as fully as you did, but I told him, look, the average lawyer, who they know that, you don't understand, he's going to get irritated with me, he wants to go as well. He only got 60, 70 minutes, like an hour later, and I said half an hour. So he was really irritated with me, and then I gave him, and then now I see you guys going, but let's have Bull Rani quickly, and then Brock and quickly.
Please don't get irritated with me.
No, I'm not irritated. I just got by the way, can I mention Lawrence, I spoke to Bell. He said they can give us an extra hour to hour and a half. So we don't have to vote at 2. Go ahead.
I agree with Carol. But my problem is that we are throwing our right to the parliament that our intentions be made known.
Yeah.
That our intentions be clear. We are giving that right to court to interpret. And my other problem with that would be that it has typically been good that we see some legal settlement.
Well, I could probably go ahead and put a paragraph in that says exactly what you and Carol have said. Is that correct? Will it lie?
I'm not sure about the wording of the paragraph.
No. Well, what I'm saying is that we can get into the wording, but are we agreeing that we mentioned in the bill that where this situation happens, the lawyer should approach the magistrate to treat the 15-year-old as an under 14. Okay, so just hang on. Is that what you're saying?
I would ask for a different wording,
okay,
which clearly illustrates the point you wanted to put across.
Yeah, no, the wording but I don't know. I'm just dealing with the policy. The wording they would do.
My argument would be the lawyer must not go to court to show off why this thing must not happen. I think it must be clear that a 14-year-old child, if it is because of the problem with the that child should be treated as a 14-year-old child. We should not create another backlog to put in the court system because the child doesn't need to go to appeal.
You've got to prove that it was the state's fault, and it is going to lead to extra, extra time in court. Let's put it that way.
And I think it's by putting a procedural aspect like that, and you're effectively saying that you can challenge the legality of that section, which is it doesn't make sense to then say you have a right to challenge the legality of the section, because if you're saying that it's due to the fault of the state that the child is only being sentenced after 14, by saying then sentenced at the time in relation to the commission of the offence, that amounts to the same thing.
Okay, then want to say something, and then Jackie, and then
thank you, Chair.
I really must stress this, that at this stage, given our printing deadline, we're not going to have a full-blown philosophical discussion. Your lawyers just guide us. We're telling you the policy favour. Go for it, please.
The legal principle is that the age when the child committed the act, that's the age that counts. In fact, if you 2 years later, doesn't that have any relevance to what happened that particular day? So that's the age that has to be set.
Okay, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm not going to argue the legal principle because I think you made up your mind, but maybe a solution would be as far as what you want to do is to make a mandatory that the courts must consider if the child is over the age of 14 at the time of sentencing but was under the age of 14 at the time of the commission of the offence, the court must take that into account as a mitigating factor for sentencing. So then you'll do away with the point that with an incompetent attorney. I mean, I don't know if you can legislate for that, but...
You see, the way you put it is what I think. That's my idea. But how you put it in law, I don't know, right?
The whole issue of mitigation, that's law anyway, that's practice. You can't legislate. the whole issue is
what not the is interesting now, we're going to where JJ is going. JJ said, why don't you put, since you're so obsessed with this thing, it's my word, you can why don't you put it in the report for next year? I said, who needs the report? Okay, Christy?
Could be not, that it might be a bit of a cop-out, but given the deadline and the fact we've got it right now, can't we flag this thing for ATF to leave it as it is?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
I can't
right.
think we're going to find
we it. Are, we are putting in the report NCOB. Okay, let's flag it. Maybe we're not. We will summarize. Now, somebody has to help me. Who will help me? Put this in two paragraphs. That's exactly what you do as well. I'm doing the report. I would like to, in fact, I've already been half done the report, and I'll show you what I've done. But, Jackie, can you craft the word in simple English what the issues are? Show it to Grant and give it to me, and then I will couch it in the terms that are consistent with the way I write. Okay? Right. That's settled, okay? In our report, we do it, and we signal to the NCO, it's too complex to deal with. And Lenny's vigorously opposed even to the policy issue that they decided to decide on. Okay. That's settled. And the final issue is, Section 4. Now, let's be clear about the policy issue, right? The policy issue is Section 4. Let me just sort of go through the words to it. Now, as I understand the policy, it is that this bill applies to children under the age of 10 to the extent that it takes them away from the criminal justice system. So the Act applies to under 10. But the criminal justice system doesn't include that, right? So the Act does. Okay? Secondly, it applies to 10 to 18 year olds. And what we are saying here effectively is that, if I understand this correctly, if you have committed an offense when you're under 18, then this bill applies to you. If you're between 18 and 21, and the state institutes proceedings against you when you're between 18 and under 21 for a crime that you are alleged to have committed when you are under 18, then you have the right to be treated as an under 18 year old. That's right.
With the consent of the director of public.
Yeah, with the consent. Now, that is what I, as a non-lawyer, am saying should be in the bill. That is what I thought was in the bill. And frankly, I don't care who's listening. I was embarrassed, actually, last week to discover, through the intervention of the senior comrade of the study group, that it's not what we're saying. Now, can all of you, especially the lawyers here, assure me that that is what is in the bill?
Yeah.
Right. Now, Lawrence, as the head of the unit, will you take us through every line so that when I sign, I know what I've signed for? Why are you laughing, Bronwyn?
No,
in 10 years I've been cheering.
No,
I was shocked, actually, that I was agreeing to think that.
I'm very happy to say that. Let us say that now.
Yeah. I think what makes it.
Yeah, well, you're not answerable, Bronwyn. You have flitted out of here, so we're very grateful that you're here. Somebody has to. JJ and somebody else. JJ's cell number will be released to the press, and this guy, Lawrence Patrick. Yeah, it's not you. Lawrence's cell number will be released. And Henny, can you quote me that on the SABC radio so that I can keep playing and say, look, I said this is what we agreed on as these two guys. And can you mention your cell phone number so we can have it on the SABC right now? Okay, Lawrence, go for it. Explain to us. Let's go to 4, 1, and 2. And I promise after this we're going to go fast. Okay. 4, 1, and 2. What have we got there?
You just summed it up so nicely. I don't know how to.
Getting a signature from you, all right, fine. Are we agreeing that that's what it is? Anybody?
I don't know.
You got Anna?
I think the way you summed it up, Chair, is what stands there quite clearly.
Now, finally, I want to raise a more general matter. It's addressed to you, from and your lawyer. Personally, JJ also treats me with contempt. He doesn't know he's not here, so now I can fight back. I know, I asked him, what is the legal meaning of should? May I know means you may or may not. It's enabling, not prescriptive. You can choose not to, but there may be some criteria that decide whether you may or may not. Must means you have to do. Sometimes it's must accept, which I don't make sense to me, may. But anyway, you guys use must accept. Fine. but should. What is the legal minimum? Right? I know what the intellectual thing is, or the conceptual thing is, somewhere between may and must. But what is the legal minimum? It's very contentious of me. So I don't want to have that argument. All I want to tell you is minimum to me, what should be. It's an idea. And I thought in law, we must have may and must. And until this year and this bill, I have never experienced this. Kenneth Provia never uses it. Peter Bowen never uses it. Sandra Kutsia never uses it. I have first time I come across should in law. But maybe just through when we're in local government and public enterprise. But I don't want to discuss it. All I'm telling you is I'm raising that issue. But having said that, there's nothing further for me to say except let's go through the bill. Now, can I thank all of you for your excellent effort over the weekend? And I will thank you formally when the committee meets to vote on the bill at 2 o'clock. Let's go through quickly for about 15 minutes and we break at 1 for 10 minutes and you get your food and come back. And we're voting on the bill at 2:15 at the latest. Right? We will have a quorum. Steve Swart is actually that exam, but he said he'll come at 2. Okay? So, now I'll turn to page 2 of the book. And Lawrence, I'm going to take a quick look because I've written about 80% of it, right? So on page 2, it's the international obligations of the Republic. That's consistent with and our constitution because that's,
yes.
We don't use colloquial
language. I also got some advice from Parliament
right.
officials.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay. So this one is my own intervention, right? It was not just so as we dropped that. You've been through this. Members been through this. You got it at about 11. Okay, so as and the comma is unnecessary. Is that right? Okay, no problem. Let's go down to the bottom of page 2. Can I put in an and there, A and D? Because it's the end of the set of mindfulness.
It's the bottom of page 2.
And, A and D. We're looking at the highlighted version of the book.
Yeah.
Are we agreeing on and there?
That's after the word development, is that what you...
Let's see, what's the word there? Yeah, I just wanted to today, now. I'm sorry about that. Okay, I really like this, Shireen. Just acknowledging that. As a separate clause. That was your intervention, is that right?
Yeah, but I had said in acknowledging that their capacity, resource, and other constraints, and then the statutory
law. Yeah, we got the wrong one here.
It should have said, and acknowledging that their capacity, resource.
Yeah, we got the wrong one.
Yeah.
The wrong paragraph, sorry. Good thing is, I didn't even read the paragraph, actually. You see, what we want to acknowledge is the capacity
constraints,
of the state.
Yes. Sorry, that's...
Yeah, it's not your fault. I mean, you've been, Lawrence, you've been outstanding, really. So you would have thought about the NC, outstanding. But I just noticed the identity. Okay, so it's exactly that. That can we switch that around? The paragraph that's acknowledging is acknowledging style correctly.
Yes,
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then in that case, the paragraph that falls under acknowledging is the limited capacity of the state. That's a very good intervention because it highlights it and it clearly acknowledges that why we'd like to do this thing, that the state has these capacity constraints. The United Nations thing, I think we all agree. And then I must tell you, JP was outraged on Saturday. In the middle of the Congress, by the way, he comes to me and says, his face turning red. He says, you know what? I won't mention the words he used in Parliament. He says they've still got the old thing of what? Enacted by Parliament. That was the main thing he said. I think he's been fighting a battle since 1994. Anyway, I must say, I didn't look at the table of contents
You will see that we did pick up one or two little things in there that have been underlined. On page 4, Chair, that now brings it in line with the actual provisions in Chapter 2. The application of that criminal capacity of children under the age of, we added under the age of, so it's in line with what is actually in.
And we dropped the comma at the top. Okay, except for that, I am with the table of contents, but I take it everybody else has. I see there's something on page 8.
Okay, that was also Neil Bell suggested that come out, and he says that clause 99 doesn't deal with schedules to this act. It deals with the repeal or amendment of the law.
Why don't you take your word for it? Now let's go to acknowledging responsibility and let's go to the. Now there's two texts I've got because JJ stuff that came this morning. He confirmed with Anne. You know, he dismissed me again this day for yesterday, but he came back and he said, I've been raising this with you guys for a long time. And you're like saying, no, it's about. about adults, appropriate adults. I keep saying to you guys, what about a sibling who's under 18? Many children do not have parents, given the HIV AIDS challenges we have, right? Now, if you have a brother or sister who is 17, 16, and they want to come they can't come because they're not adults. And even yesterday, he told me no. Forget it, Jimmy. Then he came to me this morning and said he spoke to Anne, and he's got a wording. And this is what he said yesterday. See, unfortunately, we missed something because I got two texts. Well, three. Mine that I gave you on the weekend. Oh, by the way, whatever you have proposed over the weekend, we must dismiss. We can't just not include it. So if there's something you propose, and it's not here, say, look, I raised this matter, why did you reject it? Okay? Please. It won't take us long. I think we're going to finish certainly by 2:15. Okay, so he is suggesting that we say, and he spoke to Anne, adult means a person who is, I told you, it means a member of a child's family, including a sibling 16 years and older, or older, whatever the word. So, you know, because he checked with Anne, apparently, you can't visit a prison if you are under 16 anyway. Is that correct?
You have somebody with you. You have somebody with you.
But in any case, will that definition suffice? You're comfortable.
I'm just checking if you're trying to remember also the Children's Act, which has a provision talking about...
You think you like me?
Sorry. Provision which deals with getting the ground in the event of you not having parents. And I just can't remember what it says, but if there it would be an adult, it doesn't cater for the older children, so they're getting 17, that's the issue.
So can't we then accept David's wording? Well, we'll find you, right? So that will go into the new version, right? Consider you noting these things, eh? Because you, Lawrence and I, and this Carol has got the end of something.
Okay.
No, because we need a fresh face. Fresh mind. Sorry, you face. I say face, you might get. Anybody else wants to come, it's fine, but after this meeting, we haven't finished this process, right? So we sit with Lawrence, because this poor fellow is exhausted, right? And it's nice to have fresh mind. So, then I'm amazed, he came back to me, going to say, he agrees, you know, this persistence about physical presence. Other things, he says, you're right, you know. He says, Anne pointed out also when he raised it with them, and actually, I didn't think of this, by the way, this is Anne's intervention, that if you look at the brother's intervention, if you look at appropriate adults, there's so many tasks given to the appropriate adults in the book that to have such a thing under or a suitable person is too wide. So we should remove the words a suitable person from there, and Brahman might even help us, and we should have suitable person means, JJ's suggestion, and it's not fine-tuned, right? It should mean a person, he wasn't sure about this, of standing in the community who has a special relationship with the child and is identified by a presiding officer in sections, whatever. It's a lot of work, but we'll have to do it. Now, Brahman, can you help us?
Yeah.
Are you free this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm at the moment. I came up with that suggestion while we were talking about it.
Okay, can we ask you to do it, right? So, Brahman, if you can stay behind as well. And maybe Jackie, if you can afford. It's not much, it's an hour and a half more work. We've done so much of work on this thing. Why don't we just get it right? Something like this, looking at that, he's just speaking over the phone, off the cuff. He said, we should have a suitable person or other suitable person, I'm not sure, which will mean a person of standing in the community who has a special relationship with the child and is identified by the PO, probation officer, in sections, whatever. If it's too much of a bother, section, just leave it out.
Yeah.
If it's not too much of a problem, you're finding the section stuff.
And something about who can act in the interests of the child.
Yeah, something like, Lawrence, I think forget section.
Yeah.
If you take a
section, yeah.
Just say that's what it means. And you could talk about
it. I think it only appears twice.
Yeah, I thought it appears in 67.1,
okay.
And I found it elsewhere last night. No, Saturday night. Okay. Then, so we agree on that, right? Now, we go back to Lawrence's text, right? We're agreeing on correctional supervision. This is new for contemplated fault that we understand that this is what we agree, provided for. Then we go to correctional supervision. where does this come from?
JJ suggested that we take it out here.
Oh, yes, you told me. Yeah. Now, explain quickly why, then you need to explain. We agree. We've discussed this, I think, already.
I don't think it has been discussed, but if I remember correctly, JJ was saying this is dealt with in the Criminal Procedure Act as well as in the and the Correctional Services Act.
The appointee directive we agree on, right?
Yeah.
You know that? Now, can we remove, I just noticed this now, Lawrence, Act number 32 of 1988, when it decides to... You think it was about 250 people. We need a follow-up. Okay. We don't have to repeat it because it carried it above somewhere, haven't we?
Yes, what we try to do is when you use an act once in a provision that, and you use it again second time, then you don't do the full citation.
So we should remove it because in DOPP it appears twice in line 3 of the definition.
That's
and
right.
At the end.
That's right.
So do we remove it at the end?
At the end.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Diversion option means a diversion option.
Do you want to say just an option? It was it's just a suggestion.
I don't know what do people feel. I don't think it's just
option.
Okay, then you introduce one.
Yeah.
Do you want it very much?
Not. I don't feel very strongly about
it.
Okay. Then the same would go for family group conference.
Okay, page 10. We're removing X number 32. We've done it already, right? And then we move to... Yeah, this is what Lawrence raised with me. Partly because he says that we are changing the CFA anyway. Let's remove it. JJ was pleased about that. He had raised it earlier, right? Okay. Now, this I don't understand. That's symbolic restitution. I was happy with group, and I don't like group of persons.
Okay.
But if you feel strongly...
Why I did it? Because later on in the... There was group of persons once or twice in the thought later on.
Oh, then it's easier.
So
okay,
I put it in just for
purpose. Okay, it's easier. Let's accept that. It's not a big deal. Okay, then we turn to page 11. Now, what happened here, actually? Why have we guiding principles? Look, I have to come back to JJ's document. I'll jump. Why have we done this?
When we're discussing the bill, I took advice from Neil Bell. He said this is the only place where you have an introductory wording and then it ends with a colon. What we do elsewhere in the bill with introductory wording...
I understand this, is that each of this is a principle on its own. You may not necessarily sort of interlink them. You may emphasize one more than the other, etc. I really think probably this is unnecessary, but... And it's purely stylistic because we haven't done it elsewhere and we've done it here.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
But let's hear others who want it. Jackie?
Okay, I'm sorry. If I could just take you back to diversion option on page 9.
Yeah.
It says there a diversion option and then it includes the diversion program referred to in section 56. My concern isn't
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it includes options and programs.
No, but my concern is the use of the word diversion. Because in terms of section 72...
No, hang on, I'm a bit lost. Which definition are we looking at? Diversion or diversion option?
Diversion option.
Oh, right.
You see, it says, look, it means a diversion option referred to in section 53 and a diversion program referred to in section 56.
Yeah.
Now, my concern, and I don't know if it's too technical, is that in terms of section 72, alternate sentencing can be referred to an option in section 53 or program. Now, I wouldn't want to restrict the program or the option calling it diversion when it could also be used for a sentence. Do you understand? So that's just my concern.
Why are you apologetic, really? I don't think in wasting time, really. There's no need to be apologetic. Lawrence, what's
okay. Okay. What would the suggestion be then is to take out the...
Just talk about programs referred to and options referred to instead of making them diversion, because they could also be used for sentencing.
And then the main definition would still have diversion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the bold and inverted commas would be the diversion option, but it means the option or program referred to in those sections.
I don't think it would take care of the concern you're raising.
It's just a definition. So you say that the diversion option means those types of interventions, but you're not calling those types of interventions, you're not limiting them to diversion.
So, just come again, Jackie, you're saying we...
You see, you get options and you get programs.
Mm-hmm.
Those options and programs can be used for both diversion and for sentencing.
Right.
So it's fine if you say a diversion option means that option or that program, but my concern is by saying the diversion option means a diversion option, you're limiting it for purposes of sentencing, that you might want to use it for sentencing.
Really including it.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're making them only diversion options and only diversion programs.
Mm. Okay, I think let's... I think she might have a point.
No, we're going to vote now, so we can't say this. This is the easy thing we have to agree on. What are we going to say? Because when they come in at 2:15, we have to tell them what we
Can Jackie and I, when we break for lunch, just talk about it, and straight after lunch, we'll come back with it.
Okay, you know that that's all of this has to be addressed before we vote on the topic. So maybe voting at 2:15 with lunch is a bit optimistic. Sorry? Yeah, Lolly's working on that. We're bringing in members from other committees. That's fine. It's a Monday and it's a constituency day. So can we vote at 3 o'clock? Can we go out and tell Lolly to ring members? It's going to be voting at 3. Lolly's checked that we have got that. And I've given the public enterprise of this as well. There's also Cecil Burgess. There's Adam Richardson. So that we've got seven. I think you tell I think let's make it. We voted at 3. We won't do this. I just realized we can't have verbal to vote on a text. Okay. Fine, it's fine, it's no big deal. We've negotiated this with Val, by the way. And we're slightly ahead of time, by the way. So...
Chair, can I just get some guidance? Are we going to have to go back and redraft before we...
I just realized we left it here. It's fine, we'll do it. Never mind. We have situations before that are far more strenuous and, in fact, never once before that I know have been challenged for that. But, okay, no big deal. I'll tell you, we negotiated that with you. So, what do we think for diversion options? It's wonderful if we had that, you know, that system here. But it's fine, it's fine. Now, what do we say, Becky? You've opened your big mouth, so give us a tick.
I'm just saying that diversion... That diversion option, you keep diversion option in the inverted commas. The diversion option means an option referred to in section 53 and includes a program referred to in section 56. To take out those two diversions.
But is it clear, therefore, it applies to sentences?
Well, if you look at section 72...
Let's look at section 72, yeah. But it does in 72.1 cover you, doesn't it? Or am I wrong?
No, it covers, but it says involving any of the options. Now... There's always been a confusion. You don't want to say that the child who's been sentenced is being sentenced to a diversion program. Do you know what I'm trying? I mean, I'm trying to be a little kind of in the tough on crime kind of speak. Because if you're sentencing them to a diversion program, it doesn't seem as if you sentence them to a program which could be used for either diversion or alternative sentencing.
This is right, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
So how do we settle the matter now that you've raised it?
Take out the word diversion.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Except that first, the actual definition.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But the point is, Lawrence doesn't need to have...
No.
Is that okay?
I just saw her...
No, I'm just concerned about if you take out then, it means that the one in bold diversion option, how are we going to change that? Because if you also look, in spite of the fact that it's covered in 72, and you look at the objectives under 51, it may just cause some confusion in interpretation.
Right, can I suggest to you, can you take into people's problems? I will give you a bigger break for lunch.
Yeah.
But you eat while you're supposed to eat, because we have the time to give you a separate lunch from your craft and drafting break. By the way, is somebody guarding our food? Did it disappear? Patito. It's an absurd thing. In the democratic parliament of this country, people will appropriate it to use a nice food. It'll go, it'll disappear. You don't have the food inside. I'm serious. This is fully tied, it'll just go. Okay, now, next thing is, we've dealt with that, so where were we? We're page...
There are guiding principles, Chief.
Yeah. Now, really, no.
We'll take that back, yeah.
Who is it, Neil Bell?
It is.
He's a great guy, by the way, great guy. I've known him for many years. Too many years, maybe, but I'll tell you he's a great guy. I've lost my... I think for V1. V is voting, by the way. V, where? You're on page 11, is that right?
Yes.
Good. We adopted 11 as original. We've got United Nations on page 12. Right. Application of Act. Now, I think it, we have covered everything here. And it was anti-intervention, but was under the age of 10 at the time of the consultation period here. Good. Direct. Now, what's that? 2D. You got a D underlined?
I just pointed to ask that the formatting was wrong. It was under paragraph.
We've covered quite a few of them.
I picked those up.
The ginger also is by the way, because at first we were having a huge fight. And then I told him last time that he said
So I tried to indicate where that happened.
Yeah. Good. Because I couldn't find the one that I found.
That often happens in the printing process. So.
Okay. The next thing is page 13. Look at 6-1 to 6-2. I really don't know even now what should be the correct thing. Bruno, can you help us? In the case of a child being charged with more than one offence, which are hey?
I think so.
Bruno, are you awake?
No, I'm sleeping.
6-2.
Guardian, because I think that's included in the definition of appropriate adult.
Okay. Are we clear about that? Do we agree on that? Jackie? Good. Okay. Then, now this one is straightforward, 2D, right? The school registration form, school report acceptance. Now, this is the one that we refer to Anne and Bronwyn, and I even spoke to Carol last night, having discovered that she was, you know, an email. I was excluded from the email system. I didn't know what from JT. Four, sub form. Very quickly. Now, here, you left me this name. You said Anne and Bronwyn. Right? Now, can I raise this? I'm just disappointed that Anne's gone, because I really didn't put an on it here. Look, man, I said, should evidence be provided, right? The probation, by the probation officer, the age must be altered, and a different estimation of age must be recorded, because evidence has been given. JJ is telling me last night, no. Evidence is not fact. Evidence is actually what is presented as fact, but the ultimate decision is made by a presiding officer. So evidence, in the sense you use in the criminal justice system, is what the lawyers present. But the final arbitrator, or arbiter, what's the word, Chili, is the magistrate. Therefore, the may must be retained. I do not agree, and unless Carol told me out to last night, she wasn't agreeing either. I was amazed to see. So JJ is not the god that I think he is. Because here's Carol, who's a lawyer. She probably did as well as him, if not better than him. Who knows? And she says it should be marked. Have you changed your views?
No, I thought that it is marked, because I mean, if you're saying you're still acknowledging that it's an estimation, but you're saying that there's differing evidence.
Why must
he? It's marked.
Yeah. Why must he have a choice, or she have a choice, in the presiding officer, if the evidence is given?
Yeah, good. But
I don't want to end this philosophical. You're the lawyer. You know, but it makes no sense to an ordinary layperson like you.
We must just remember that this is an age estimation by a probation officer. The child will go to the probation officer before it goes to court, and there will be an age estimation. I even find this whole subclause almost out of place there, because the probation officer makes an estimation, and then it goes on to court, and the court makes it a determination. So I just can't imagine in practice how you're going to have a probation of where further evidence is going to be given to the probation officer. On the other hand, that might come out at the probation officer might be involved later for pre-sentencing. But I think where we're talking about evidence emerging at a later stage is going to be for the court to change the determination that it's made in the past.
I think the law, I think, it also speaks about emerging.
Contrary emerges at any stage before sentence, so the probation officer can't hear that it's over. All they would do is make a recording. I would agree with you.
The use of the word evidence. I'll get your point, brother. All say nay. Okay, we'll do that. But we'll set up our faction, and we will fight them on these similar issues in the future. 42 is straightforward, right? Much clearer. I also very much like, personally, for what it's worth, 14.3d. Much clearer. Should evidence emerge? Isn't this but subtract? Isn't this the way Mikhail William Karim will understand it? Should evidence to country emerge? Presiding officer. Great. Whoever did that, I really think I'm your fan. 15a, determined it is in accordance with section 14. What do you bring this into this here?
I think so.
Thank you. Next page, I like this, a basis of evidence. But shall we accept that first?
Sure.
You know, anybody objects, you just say object to your mic. I'm not going to look up all the time. It saves us a few seconds. Three, sub three there is an error, obviously. An error regarding AK. Okay, good. Thank you. Shall we move on? Now, this I suggest that we settle with Anne and Bronwyn, 17.2. I still remain of the view, even looking at it now, and I'm going to raise it quickly, and if you throw it off, I'll look. Where circumstances permit, I think should be removed. JJ doesn't agree. A police official should obtain guidance, blah, 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 comma, unless this is not reasonably possible. All of you rejected it, is that correct? Why? Robert, can you speak on their behalf?
Unless this is?
Reasonably possible. And it's not reasonably possible, sorry. You do it unless it's not reasonably possible. Presumably, Bronwyn, you don't like it. You think it should remain as it is.
Yeah.
That's what JJ says on your behalf.
No,
you see now. Okay, maybe I misunderstood you. I thought that's what you said.
No,
and then probably You mean the one about unless it's not reasonably possible?
Yeah, no. So basically what you're saying is that you want it to happen per se unless it's reasonably possible. You're not saying that basically that they must be working together effectively to
what it is. What I'm essentially saying, forget the words here, I'm saying that it shouldn't be with circumstances of it, because I'm saying forget the word it means again, but it shouldn't be with circumstances of it because it allows too much of latitude.
You're saying it should be the norm.
That the police official does something, unless this is not reasonably possible. So the emphasis is, as a matter of norm, of course you would do it, unless it's not reasonably possible. If you say where circumstances permit, you're giving too much of latitude.
I think where circumstances permit is more in line with what happens in practice now. What you want.
No, then if it's a practice, then I don't want to change policy unless you feel we should
because
be the lawyer.
If you're going to make it a norm, try and push it in that direction. That's not
that
happening.
Ah, that's what you said the last time. Yeah. Okay, you know, on reflection, I don't think it's worth fighting. I would go in. Let me feel stronger, more stronger than I do about it. No. Okay, let's take it out. I'll live with that. Let's come to page 19. I like this hand written notice. A copy now. Is it really necessary to say a copy of the written notice? Obviously, talking about the written notice, because line three, you say the written notice must be handed to the child and a copy must.
Okay.
Why don't you copy of the written notice?
Okay.
Can we take it off? Okay. I haven't said no, but I just say NS means not sure, but the more I read it, the more it's unnecessary. 19.3a, when serving earth summons, and we moved up on the child parent. That's consistent with what we've done. Turn to page 20. Now let's go to 20 sub 4. A police officer, if possible, official who arrested the child. Okay, we agree. As prescribed, we agree. Five or not is what we've been doing the norm. I love this. For the purposes of dealing, it's taken out and saying in order to deal, and you've got in order without the full purpose. Great, great. Okay, let's move on to page 21. There's nothing there, so we can move on to page 22. If I've missed anything, a lot of you assist, okay? 24, at the conclusion, yes, a front's a horrible word, nobody uses a front, not even the English middle classes. 24.3, officer's assessment report, that was the thing you agreed with me about. Like, basically what we said, if you leave those words out, what's going to happen is it implies that a specific request is going to be made to the officer, when in fact it's supposed to be his or her assessment report, and it's consistent with another clause later on, we do in fact say a similar thing in a different context. I like dropping out of the following, because it's obvious, one or more conditions. Any questions about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you not? Okay, yeah.
You got a problem?
No, I was just doing
it. You have a problem, you're very peaceful. So, broken, mention your problem. What is it?
No, I wasn't following.
Okay, now here I think this is correct. You can't report theoretically to a place, a report at a place. Who discovered it, Ron?
Yeah.
You did. Hey, I'm going to be a fan of this. I didn't see that at all. Now, I don't like this, but I'll live with it. Oh, it's got a group of persons. Okay, that's fine. If a child fails to appear at the date, we remove the comma. Let's turn to page 23, 25. I don't agree. Unable to pay an amount unless you can convince the ruler proposed this thing. Unless you pay an amount of money, the presiding officer will conduct the inquiry. Why don't you want those words? Do you think it's unnecessary? Everybody agrees on this. I thought it should remain. Yes, Christine? Sorry? I can't hear you. Yeah, we can always go back because I'm moving very fast. It's not fair on people. And I read most of this. Maybe some of you didn't. But hey, this is your intervention. And so
He's
just getting nervous. Hello?
In sub 2, we only talk about presiding officer, but I just thought that it might be unnecessary. There are other reasons.
It's a situation where if you have a change of a magistrate.
Yeah.
So we should drop it?
Yeah.
Okay, agreed.
When you say drop it, we must put it back with the words back.
Yeah.
Take it out.
Drop the word.
Yeah.
We agree with you. In fact, they're all agreeing with you. So that's fine. Okay, this outrage you. Well, I said part two is that placement before sex. And I knew what it's going to say. It's there at the And I said, no, but JJ, I'm not saying go to every clause. It's just going to be reading it. I have a lock. In fact, you're having a probably got a mouth for our process. I'm just alerting you how abusive you are. 24, 2B. 2024, and it's scored to be at the top of 26, okay? Police official must have been the age of the child and the alleged offender in first grade. Now, 27, I got a new one, A1. Actually, not new, I had it over the weekend, but I lost it somehow. Hello, John. Can't you realize me in about another? We need to explain to another half an hour that we talked about. Yeah, I know we're winning at 3. But. Can we phone you or we can't reach you? But we do want to speak to you. We do, very much. There were one or two suggestions you made, yeah. Well, why don't we say 2:50. Yeah, thanks, fine. Okay, you want to check. Okay. Now here, 27A, yeah, 50. You want to go back somewhere, yeah? 26. We can't hear you. 26. Where are you, sorry? We can't hear you. 26 sub 2, okay, yeah.
I think so. This is a roadmap provision.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay, we go to 27A1. I could be wrong. You were wrong about. Shouldn't it be between 10 and 14? Because you can't detain a child under 10. So why are we saying under the age of 14? Years? Shouldn't it be between the ages? What do you think between 10 and 14? Years? Because doesn't it read, if at any stage, right, the child has not been released from detention, and is charged in the case of a child who is under the age of 14. Here we mean between 10 and 14. You can't
yes.
detain or charge a child under the age of 10.
That's right.
Am I wrong?
Do you want us to put in...
Well, that's what I want to say. It's actually a matter of either right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's not a stylistic issue. It's a content issue.
Yeah. And
there is a provision that you can detain a child under the age of 10 in terms of section 9, but you're not detaining him for the purposes of the preliminary inquiry. So I think maybe that's where the confusion came in. He's never going to hear it at a preliminary inquiry.
So help us to sort it out.
In the case of a child who is above 10 but under 14.
You're right, because it pertains to the preliminary inquiry. But I think the confusion came from the other position. But you're right.
Yeah.
Are we all agreeing?
Okay.
Actually, I had that over the weekend. I was looking at my notes now. I found about four or five like that. I didn't listen to JJ either. Because I just somehow learned my scribbles. Now, yes, this is where, by the way, I've been obsessing. 28.1c, permitted visits by parents. Now, if they're appropriate adults, include siblings. Okay? This is the one. Okay, let's go on to page 25. I know. Okay. I just want to draw your attention. I forgot to raise it with JJ, but I don't think it matters anymore. It's weird. I don't think we should make any changes unless somebody can spot the thing now and solve it. It's not a big deal. If you look at page 25, right, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, it says that you ensure the child receives appropriate medical treatment. There's no reference to a medical report, right, there. But in sub C at the bottom, you'll see a copy of the medical report, if applicable. So presumably, if applicable, implies that it comes from a medical treatment. Is that right? Okay. I don't even know why I'm raising it. The more I think about it, it's anything to worry about. But I don't know. It just keeps copying off. Okay. Sub 3. A lockup of all children is under you. So swung it around, and it reads better. And you said, look, this is great. It clearly from those of adults, it's simple. Everybody agrees, I'm sure. Okay, let's turn to page 26.
You'll be surprised how many people gave comments on that particular one.
Really?
All said the same thing.
I didn't say it. Yeah, I just spotted it now. So you want to say something? Oh, exactly, yes.
So I really don't want to mess it up. But in terms of the Children's Act, a child, if they're over 10, 12, must consent to medical treatment. So I don't know if you want to make it. You see, you're making the station commissioner ensure the child receives medical treatment if the child doesn't want it. You've got, maybe you should say subject to whatever section
which,
it is.
Which clause?
Sorry, I'm on 28.2a, that's exactly that fourth sentence on top of page 25. third and fourth sentence. The station commissioner, you must ensure that the child receives immediate and appropriate medical treatment. But in terms of the Children's Act, a child must, if they're over the age of 12, must consent to medical treatment. It's the child's decision. So I don't know if you just want to make a subject to that.
I'm just wondering, if you're saying insured, you're ensuring that he gets, if he or she goes to the medical doctor. If they want to refuse treatment there, they can still do so. You're not saying that he's insisting that they have treatment. So I think we should be covered.
Can't you say something more than that? You must ensure that immediate and appropriate medical treatment is available.
Isn't that loosening? It's watering everything.
Yeah,
that,
given the pipe we've had.
Yeah.
You may not be in a position at the time if you need the treatment to decide otherwise. It's emergency.
Yeah, I think it's just made this topic. Although I recognize it, we want to be consistent with the provision of the Children's Act.
Yeah, that would be better.
So how are we going to find the number?
I'd rather,
look, this is not like a major policy issue, and frankly, I don't know why they decided that. Because my own view would be, I don't know the issues, my tentative, susceptible to change view would be, hey, if somebody's 12, and they think to me they don't want medical attention, and I'm a progressive police person or commissioner, and they brutalize him, psychological or physical stuff, I'm just going to take them to the doctor. That's me. But hey, who am I? Justice Committee, not Justice, the Children's Committee, but Social Development Committee, and the Wisdom Committee. I'll talk to you all this time. Oh, and we can't talk to us. You don't want to. I don't know why we did that. Well, this Parliament, I voted for it. Carol did. I don't think he's a sneak at him. She and I voted. We said, in between gossiping about movies, we pressed the green button. So, hey, you and I are complicit in it. Anyway, I don't think we should do anything. We'll be getting home. But it's useful you told us that. You don't need to take, you just bring your stuff in. I didn't know that. Okay. Sub 3. What happens if my... Okay. We end with that. We've addressed that one, right? Okay. Let's move to page 26. Yeah, no, I forgot Bronwyn's name here. Because, oh yes, you said that has prescribed me, so I'm like, helpful. Okay. 31. Relating this to... Hey, this is great. Can you remove this? Wow. Wow, was this you, Lon?
Yeah.
Eh? My God. Bjorn's going to get upset. Relating the essence we removed, yeah. Okay. Now, look, you've got a bigger problem with JJ. If you ever bring a bill before this committee that says B is therefore enacted, that guy will shriek.
I just got to get beyond the printers because they're the ones that put it back.
I know, they use the sort of like a 10. Okay, 31. When a child, please, the child will use it to be here. And then you remove the word center and put it in. Oh, great. All right, I don't think it's great. It's fine. Okay, we can live with that. It's okay. 28, make 28 members. Yeah, now here, this was C. You see here, I still don't agree with everybody, but JJ also, I knew I had two options for JJ. I would have preferred in 33.2C that it reads where a child is transported to or from a preliminary inquiry or child justice court, the child must be transported separately from adult, comma, something like, unless there are exceptional circumstances that dictate otherwise. I mean, I'm working in parliamentary language, but legal language methods. Well, JJ's truth is no, no, no. So I gave him the second option, which is fine, to move D up, and to make it very clear that provided that, so you link C, you know, the emphasis becomes different. If you separate the two paragraphs, then, you know, people don't even look at the next paragraph. So JJ said, okay, that's fine, he'll live with that. So that's what we're coming with. Let's not open the policy issue up, because JJ gets mad to be about it, right? And hey, I don't want to fight anything about it. It's not worth it. So we're settling for that. But tell me, we're going to obviously remove the gap between provided that and where it appears in the
right. Okay. In the proof that is already live.
Yeah, and obviously paragraph C falls away. Good. 35A and protection that Shireen just mentioned earlier, we consider that. The age of 14 years, who can disagree? 29, this is great. Lawrence, this is your intervention, has been going up. I don't know why Christine didn't discover it, but maybe she did. Now, here, correct. Three, a diversion service provider, a researcher, and may permit. Yes, may. Yeah, it's not a problem. Yeah. I think JJ also said the same thing to me yesterday. Good, let's go on. Now, here JJ said no. But I'm not giving up. But I won't fight it. 6A, on 38. You see, instead of the probation officer make every effort to locate a parent or appropriate adult in order to conclude the assessment of a child and request the police official to assist in the location of that person. Now, we've done this elsewhere, and we say that where you do not do this, you must report to the magistrate one. Now, I've forgotten why JG was vigorously dismissing it. I don't think, does anybody share my view? If you do, we're going to talk to JG in a moment. We can tell him, hey, jump in the link, if we can give him an argument. But 6A, why in this case, when it's elsewhere we've done so, are we excluding the possibility that the probation officer would report? Because it's important to have the child's parents at the assessment. And the probation officers might be a bit lackadaisical, so they would explain why and what effort have they made. Nobody's judging. All right, let's move on. Okay.
Now, what are we doing next, sir?
Doing nothing, because nobody's interested. That's fine. Okay. Let's move on. 41G. Why are you laughing, by the way? You should be supporting me. You're a lawyer, so. 41G, audit success. We agree with that shortly. B2 minor, right. Christine. Why did you not say excuse me for the mic? Yes. Okay.
So, under the system, of course, one of the things I have to mention, all sorts of things that you have to recommend that we don't mention anything on age estimates. Now, I must just know whether that's important or not important, or whether it's covered up.
What do you think?
Well,
I think so. Why have we left it up? Which clause would that be? Yeah. So why would we go
there? We've got it under age estimation by a probation officer, and maybe it is worthwhile having a look at. But then two separate sections now. Clause 13
yeah.
says
then
that.
If you get a message to say, we have to redraft a few clauses, and we have to have the written text, right? We're going to vote at three. Is that okay with you?
Okay, I'll be back and see
what we are. Yeah. We're not moving from the manual. Okay. Why are you
Clause 13. That's
but you just leave your vote, Alex. You'll be here at 3. Whatever happens, we're voting at 3.
Clause 13 deals with age assessment by a probation officer and requires a probation officer to make and must complete the prescribed form. And that form, if you have a look at 13.3, the probation officer must submit the estimation on the prescribed form to the inquiry magistrate before the child's appearance. So this whole age estimation seems to be dealt with separately to the, and it's not contained in the probation officer's report. So the two issues.
And this is dealing with what's in the report.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's the reason last issue.
Yeah, I was saying that it should be included in 40 notes. Because if you look at 13, it says giving an assessment of the child in terms of chapter 5, but we don't mention it, which is 15's point at all in 40. It ought to be included as one of
the
separate subclauses.
Yeah.
When you say separate, Would it in one of the paragraphs? Is that what you're saying?
Under 41G.
Yeah.
No, that's just because I'm wrong. Because I see the point. Yeah. Why can't we put it in?
I have no problem with that. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Let's move on. We're on page. We're on page 31 now, right? As prescribed, that's fine. You know, I'll give this up. I really felt we okay. I want to be very good. JJ says no, and I think he's right. Well, doesn't matter. Okay, 32, 42, 1. In order, rather than for the first time, great. We're not going to have for the first time having any more warrants in any of those you bring to us between now and the year 2015. I also like to think of nature and objective. It's clear to me now that it's a nice subtitle for heading. Right, now, this one, JJ, took me hours to convince JJ. Normally, he's very fast to tell me, you're talking nonsense about agree. But he now agrees. I'm not sure that the wording we got is correct. 43.2 sub 2. You see, the probation officer, as we all know, merely offers a tentative, my word, gives an early initial view on criminal capacity, and then says, I think there should be a technical, psychological, criminological, social, whatever, an expert, technical expert doing the further evaluation. So we agreed finally, JJ and I, that the word establishment of criminal capacity must fall away because that's not what the view of the probation officer is meant to amount to. At most, the person gives a view and then says, I think a decision must be made for further evaluation. So we now read, the view of the probation officer regarding the criminal capacity of the child, if the child is 10 years or older, but under the age of 14 years, do we need to do it for purposes of diversion? And we should also get the view on a further evaluation.
It's not
for
truth.
That's right, that's what's worrying
I think.
Yeah. We removed the word up. Remove the word up. You were supposed to discuss with Adam Bronwyn here at your time.
And we did discuss it. I don't think Bronwyn was there at the particular time. We had further discussions, but Jackie and Christine and I also.
Over the phone yesterday?
No, this morning.
This morning. Okay.
I think it revolved more around the word and than anything else. Yeah,
okay.
Not on the
stuff. So, this is straightforward, John. I agree. I can't imagine why Jackie was just not agreeing with you. Maybe it's the way I explained it, but we're all agreeing. Now, G, sub D. In terms of it referred to, that's obvious. Page 33, nothing there. Page 34, 45, 1, remove the comma. 45, 2, remove the and. Of course, we agree with 47, 2, where he's moving quite eventually. Ask volume and please, and the rest of it flows. Then go to page 35, 9, 8, the gap comes off. Now, yeah, I wasn't sure. But hey, everybody agrees with the gap being removed? I don't know. Okay, Jackie's nodding ahead, nobody else is. Consent means agreement, silence means consent. 36 page. 48, we've done a simple thing with saying, I like this, I really like this. 48, 1B. 48, 3, in order to note, hold, that's great. And then we go to 4B, that's obvious. We've consistent what we've done. Then we go to section 51A. This I forgot to raise, so I hope to pick this up. A child is a child, you need a kid. Sounds nice, though, eh? Sounds nice. Nice to hear. But it's not technically and grammatically sound necessarily. Page 38D, his or her family, that's fine. A prosecutor, now what's going on there? Oh, because the paragraph got lumped. That's why I sent it to a prosecutor. What was the packet? I couldn't make sense.
Where?
Oh, you're taking the dash out. Yeah, and then the come
yeah.
Out paragraph.
It's just going to be. Join together, I think
yeah,
that was...
Okay, I get that.
39,
page 39, and it's considered the views expressed. Yeah, I also
have
something similar.
We did, for some other reason, that didn't get put in, and it should have been in the first
place. Yeah, I checked in my earlier...
Yeah.
I had it on Thursday night.
Yeah.
I told you on Friday morning, I think, and then I discovered it, by the way, yesterday, after I spoke with you on the phone. This morning, actually, after I spoke with you on the phone. Okay, 39, page 39. Now, here I don't understand what's going on in sub 5. The prosecutor or DPP? What happened here?
Chair, what I'm trying to do here, because in terms of subsection 2, the prosecutor makes the decision by himself. Those are for the less serious offences. He does the indication himself. In sub 3, the director of public prosecutions...
I didn't see that problem. You're right, we have to do that.
Yeah, but it
always... We also got a new clause that Johnny DeLanga clause, which we agree with. But therefore, you're right, you're absolutely right.
And the prosecutor will be in the court, yeah.
Good, good. Let's move on then to 53, 2G. Level 2 applies to all other offenses. The first one, yeah, obviously. Now, you know the issue I raised when I said ask Anne about places, why we got this place, because those are the only two. But listen, if you look very quickly, if you look at 53.1a to F, we've got all those orders, right? And then in 3, we say level 1 diversion often includes a placement under supervision and guidance order and a placement under reporting order, but the rest can't be honest in the compulsory, blah, blah, blah. Now, presumably, those are the only two cases
placement, yeah. I haven't checked it out. That's one thing I didn't do, but I think
exactly.
We confirm.
Are we correct? Those are the only two.
I think so, because
one where we have placements. That's why in the rest, like a compulsory school attendance order, we don't call it a placement, obviously. A family time order is hardly a placement, except. Am I not correct?
I think, yeah, correct.
Okay, let's go on. Persons or persons consistent right through the bill, now, in which the child usually resides, I think that's good, the legislature will restrict. Who is 24 months is a figure. Move on to page 41. All of those things in 7 agreed to. Anybody have any questions? No? 54, 1B, obviously one more level, one diversion. Minimum standard, that's good. It is minimum standard, not the standard. 55, 1. Handful of advantages to that child, I think we all agree in the following page, can be mentioned, not maybe mentioned, I didn't see that at all, Lawrence, today. A view, it's fine, safety, security, and health, we didn't see that, JJ and I. Yeah, let's go to B sub 2, right, this wording I was tough to do, and I don't like it even now, I'm not saying we'll fight it, but look. Criteria for what we have B, Roman numeral 2 on page 42, it's of section 56. Are we all there? Good? Right. Now, it says criteria for the evaluation of the content of the program to ensure that they reflect a meaningful and adequate response to the harm caused by offenses committed by children as part of achieving the objectives of diversion. I don't like the section after the comma. Not so best of my wording, but can you understand wording?
There were two other options there without it.
No, you just changed the context. Yeah. I was saying exactly the opposite. They're not opposite. They are actually consistent, meaning to ensure that you reflect a meaningful and adequate response is part of achieving the objective of diversion. In the draft you had, it was inconsistent. And I think you all agree with me. So here, we can't use without derogating or detracting. We've gone back there. No. It's part of one process. So we live with that part of the, unless somebody can quickly come up with it. Yeah, so as to achieve, that's even better. Huh? Isn't that simpler? So as to achieve. Part of. So as to achieve. It's really simple. Huh? Part of. Look, I don't mind. What do you feel, majority? Just so as to achieve. I don't really. But I think the point, I don't like it's part of. To achieve. Why so? Right? Right? So we say to achieve is better. To achieve the objectives of diversity. Right? It doesn't mean it's the only one to achieve. It means there are others as well, right? Yeah, okay. But in the context here, we are saying it's a meaningful, adequate response related to achieving the objective. Right? So good. Okay. Carol, let's just go. Sub 3, the, right? I'm sure we all agree. Now, yeah, I won't fight this, and JJ agreed with me, but I forgot to raise it with you, so let's just talk. But maybe there's an issue that Shireen and Jackie might want to raise. You see, if you look at page 43, sub 3 at the top, sub from Roman numeral 2, within we said means, you know, obviously we dropped that out because it could mean that you could table a thing in Parliament, and within 3 months means the next day you could contest it, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's so we say 3 months after that, table it. But the point here is, when you accredit them, shouldn't you accredit the service provider first? In other words, you can't accredit a program without knowing that the service provider is micro or, let's say, somebody reliable. But in the two paragraphs, we'll see that we deal with this section, but maybe it doesn't really matter. It's too late. Actually, I want to drop on it. We can deal with it in the interview. But at the same time, is it not true, I just want to know for policy reasons, is it not true that we should strictly say in line 1, 2, 3, 4, no, line 1, 2, 3 of sub 2 of C, applications for the accreditation of diversion service providers and diversion programs? Because it's really, in practice, what would happen, should we?
It's a combination of both. Sometimes
it doesn't really matter.
No.
Jackie, you agree? Okay, I dropped my case. Let's move on. JJ wasn't convinced, by the way. 57.2, in the prescribed manner, comes up front, that's okay. Let's go on to page 44. If you feel like any diversion order, okay? Let me take away the arrest, the comma there. Then we turn to page 45. the Director General obviously does it with us. Then we go to or, we forgot an or there. Then you go to 2B, there too is taken away mercifully. Then we turn to page 46. Now, you know, sub 2, I'll drop it. I tried to convince JJ and tried to tell him, well, Lawrence, you're convinced here.
Yeah.
I said, by the way,
yeah.
Letting sub 2 is not clear to me whether we are talking of the meeting actually being convened within 21 days or the notices and so on going out to convene a meeting within 21 days. It's a two separate thing. What do you say, Lawrence?
Yeah, Chair, we had a bit of a discussion before the meeting. Now, there does seem to be a bit of a problem. We were wondering whether sub 2 shouldn't be. Because the order to for a Stanley Group conference is dealt with in clause 53.7, I think. And we're wondering if a child has been, or if an order has been made for a Stanley Group conference, the probation officer, and then we take out also credit diversion service provider, that the owner should be on an official in the state to get the Stanley conference group going, and it shouldn't be on the outside. An outsider can facilitate the conference. But it's been suggested that the probation officer appointed by the magistrate convenes the conference, and we take out the wording or cause the conference to be convened. Because if you also have a look at sub 4, the later down in the page, it's if a family group conference fails to take... Well, I think there was consensus among the three or four of us that... Yeah.
Okay, then let's turn to 46. Page 46, sub 4 there, on the date and time. Page 47, 62, provision of the authority by magistrate referred to in an inquiry or a child justice court. I think that's fine. Let's turn to page 48. There's if a parent or an appropriate 65.4, agreed. Let's turn to 49, sub 7 there. What's 49E? 49, page 49, sub
3.
What's
24.7E? It was just a, it should have been a more accurate.
Accurate. Okay. So that's proceeded within the section 67. Welcome, section 69. We agreed this morning that we should do that. Strike a balance. Use the same words used elsewhere. That's great. The is replacing the THE there. In sub 369, that's where we are. Steve. Section 70 is fine. Page 51, the recommendation, oh, forget to think about sanctions. Section 72, a sentence involving, right, that's agreed, him or her is agreed. Go to page 52, at the bottom there, 74B, we have to be consistent with persons, and he took us off ages 15 years or older, with obviously referring to age. Then we go to page 53, go to section 76. Referred to in question. Good, you removed that earlier slide. We go to page 54. It's with chapter 7 as to, given as to whether or not the child. Yes, that's correct. Then we go to symptoms of imprisonment and being sentenced for the offense. Now, here is where I stopped reading. So we've got to move this slower, but I think things are pretty obvious. Page 55. Have you conceived this the whole text? The highlighting text. Yeah. There's a camera, you know, though. So I got up to page 55, and then I couldn't, I had to come down again. But look, let's go a bit slower. Sub 3 on page 55, a child who is 14 years at time. Yeah, that's great, that's fine. Then we move to page 56, legal representation. Now, why did you remove in 2A, or the best interest of the child?
Sure, because that is in, that's already in 1. One D. Ensure that the assessment preliminary inquiry trial concluded without delay and deal with the manner.
I did. Okay, in fine. Let's go on. You remove the and put all, which is obvious. Now turn to page 57. 83, straightforward, they're provided for. Now let's go to 83.2. Legal aid board, act number, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Beginning section 3, Act 69, Act number 22 of 69. But if you look at the top of the page, you've got the Act there already. Can you remove the top? QC on the top, line
yes.
2.
Then
you've got Act 22 of 69.
Yeah.
There's no need to repeat it here, right?
They're in different sections, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
So you think we should.
Yeah.
Fine.
I think that's the drafting.
Is that the way you do it? Fine, thank you.
okay, 84B of that act, fine. I don't think it was necessary always, but fine. 85, remove the comma. You know, I have to tell you, when I read this thing, I battled it. JT explained to me how many of your non-lawyers could tell what's the difference between section 84 and 85. All of your lawyers, it's very hard. Then he explained to me, the one is dealing with process, the other is dealing with substance. And so, hey, if you read this thing, it's meaningless. Hey? This bill is supposed to be for, that's the reason we made it simpler. So, Jackie, none of you, I only read it for the first time, I'm not convinced. You know, this section I skipped because it's so technical. But I'm telling you, it's dreadful. Dreadful, the way it's done here. But you guys will insist that there's no other way out there. But I mean, really, my mother and Mikhail won't be able to understand this. And they're my criteria for judging a book. Okay, my mother's been to class too, by the way. But she's very wise. I'll never believe this. 87, 1A, that's fine. Obviously, it's a PDF, my God. Why do you write like this in the first instance? A child in question, my God. Why do you write like that in the first instance? Okay, man, doesn't mean God is using his name or my name in vain repeatedly. He must not hear that I see the ACTP. Yeah. I might get upset. Yeah. Now, this JJ is supposed to have emailed to you 5A and B. He agrees with you. You see, it's very confusing in 5A and B about who exactly. It's inconsistent. At one level, it's the applicant that applies and furnishes the documentation to the head of the, what's called, head of the, let's take JJ because we're about finished anyway, right? Okay. I'm very close to commission, but let's take you, right? I'm going to open the speaker here, right? So they can hear you. Right. What do you want to know? We have done everything as we both agreed this morning. We haven't gone through every one of your amendments. Now... I don't think so. Can I just say, is there anything you want to check with JJ? There was something about section 77, right? But we settled that now. Yeah. What do you... I'll let you outside the meeting. We're doing exactly what we have. So Bronwyn and others have got difficulties, including Lynn, by the way, about sentencing. They feel, essentially, that, unlike you, Steve Swart and me, that actually, if a child is 13, when the child commits the offense, right, and by the time the state does its thing, the child is 15 or 16, and is sentenced, they feel it's the time of the commission of the offense that should decide the sentencing in that case, not the time of the sentencing. Is that more or less a summary of your guide? And finally said, look, we took a policy decision, and to open the door, by the way, they didn't agree with you, but let me not quibble about this, said, you know, the clause that I want to put in. They said, no, that's some of them said it's obvious, others said, no, you should put it in that if such a situation arises, the child's legal representative should put to the presiding officer, it's not being on the child of the state, being as slow as it is, took 2 years or 2.5 years to sentence. So in short, we have said that in our report to Parliament, Christine noted it, we will alert the NCOP to a lack of substantial consensus on how to manage that. Is there anything you want to say? They're all listening to you. Exactly as it is, yeah. Yeah, they heard your argument. I gave it and Bronwyn gave it, so there's no need to repeat it. They're listening to you, by the way, so just choose your words carefully. No F words, okay? Next thing is, what else do we need to tell you? Is there anything else you need to tell him, Christy? Oh, yes. Carol and I, to our enormous dismay and irritation, have lost on the evidence issue. You know that should the evidence be presented? You're following? About the estimation of age, and I told you if it's evidence, then the man should become must. Only Carol and I, so we've lost our... It's such a typical JJ reply, yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you want to raise with JJ? Apart from you won't be here when I play you once again, but while you're here, don't you think everybody, JJ's been... You are rude. Okay, JJ, thanks for everything. You've been great. Okay, bye. Yeah, it's very great. But you did some very good things this morning. I'm going to go through these texts. Okay, so we're about finishing. We're on page 59. Oh, yes, 5A and B, have you sent it to you?
He hasn't sent anything, but he's given me some guidance on what to do. Just
okay, so, but by phone, he's not going to send it.
I didn't realize that he was going to present. But I've got
done it.
No, I haven't had time to do it, but he's given me some sort of guidance.
Okay, so basically
it's
to do with the policy. No. It's a long story and you've been out of the loop. All we've got to do is we have to deal with the highlighting. So we see the difference between Friday morning. What we did this weekend is not legitimate because who are we? We have to bring it to the committee. So everything is highlighted. So there's two versions we've got to be printed then. It's all sorted out, can be dealt with about that. In fact, it's all on court. We've even got a time deadline. They will not print. It's also a process.
Yeah.
To Steve and Carol and I, and if you want to join me, it's a lot of prep work. You can join us. And Lawrence will deal with it.
Okay.
Now, let's deal with 5A and B we're going to come back to, right? And when we break for lunch now, they will do the ticket. The policy is this. The applicant applies with the citizen affected. The Director General actually, let me tell you, I can't help with it because JJ, when I spoke to him last, very shortly, he gave me a text. He agreed with me. You see that? In 5A and 5B, all we want to say is it's the applicant.
Mm.
All this is on the applicant, not the DG.
Mm.
Because it implies that the second thing that the DG furnishes it. But secondly, I was highly amused that JJ said, actually, on reflection, I'm right. And only a non-lawyer could see this. Now, look how absurd this is. 5B. It says the head of the record center, based on the written request, furnish the applicant with a certificate, which does not reflect, the certificate does not reflect any criminal record of a child, which has been expunged. So I say to JJ now, what is this guy, or this woman, using as guide when he said that, yes, you were convicted, but I want to assure you, you know more. How can a document not reflect? And he was highly amused, and he said, you know, he just spotted, and it's true, there's something only a non-lawyer for the line he can discover. And I think this is a surrealistic clause. So he said to me yesterday, hey, you know what, I want to go to Congress. He thought about it. Now he did suggest something, and look, he's great. He came back, and he actually read the book, clause by, I'm very interested, clause by clause, he read it. Where's the game this morning? The second creed I've heard, which none of us I'm sure has done. He says we should put, and I thought I agreed with him with it. What section is that now? He says actually firstly that we don't need a certificate. He wanted to know whether we couldn't replace that with something like this, that confirm that the record was expunged. It's not a certificate,
right.
A letter of confirmation.
That's right.
So is that what he told you?
Yeah, it could read something like the head, sub-part B could read the head of the record center must, on the written request of an applicant, furnish the applicant or confirm in writing to the applicant that the record has been expunged.
Okay, so we said that. Okay. So we amend.
And then 5A suggested that it stays as is, and I'll just read from towards the end, be furnished by the applicant with a certificate of expungement as provided for in subsection 2 or subsection 3.
Yeah, that's what he told me, but I didn't take this. I said to Mr. Q directly, because I had no time on both downstairs. Okay. Then we go this was a very good intervention from him, I thought, because also I was thinking the same thing, and yesterday in the rough, I forgot, but he's taken the thing a step further. Yeah?
Sorry, then you must have changed C, with the certificate, C1.
Yes, if you have constitutional amendments. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to do all of this now, all of you. Okay, let me just put something to you. You see, I really feel that this is more, I think, Johnny and the 2002 committee. And actually, I like it, but it goes too far. Constantly, you'll find that we have to approve of regulations. I like that, because Parliament should have a role, but it goes too far, given our capacity. And I was going to raise that with JJ yesterday. Interestingly, I forgot to. This morning, I spotted it in my notes, and amazingly, he phoned me independently. And he said, you know, well, it's partly based on that question I raised with him that sub 2 should give Parliament a time. You see, we put the executive bullet on, you must do things within 6 months. And if they're giving us sub 2 approval, surely we should also have an obligation to do it within a certain number of months. So he came with a proposal that we should, I thought it was very clever because it goes beyond what I thought. You see, 288.1, he says, that should remain as any rule made must be properly approved by Parliament. That's not the issue, sorry. That's fine. Let's turn to 19. It comes here, but it comes later. But before we do, let's not jump. Let's go to 59. Page 59, we finished. Let's go to page 60. So, objects to the One Stop Child Justice Center, let's have the word child. Let's go to page 61 and government departments with a capital G. Let's go to 91E, accordance with, that's accepted. Let's then turn to, let's then go to page 62. Under D, you see, you've got to amend the policy framework when required for public comment. Don't we use it for public comment? Don't they comment?
Yeah.
Or do we say public comment? For public comment.
We must change it up in B as well.
We'll have to change it elsewhere. I was just about to say, Okay, then we go from among their own rank, from among their number.
Sorry, under
93.1?
Yeah. Something I raised with Lawrence yesterday. 93.1? 1E. What has done there in terms of the diversion programs is give that responsibility to the cabinet member responsible for the administration of justice. And if you look at 56.2A, it's almost similar with the exception of community-based sentencing. And if you look at
14 years down the road, that can stay for all the pages in one text. Okay. So where are we going to
56.2,
yeah. Sub 2,
Roman numeral 2.
Yeah, establish and maintain a system of accreditation.
Plus cost of creating the policy framework, which is sub 1, Roman numeral 2, I'm sorry, sub 2, Roman numeral 1. Those two have been somehow lumped together to create 93.1E. With the exception of the community-based sentencing. And what I'm saying is that the whole issue of developing the capacity within government and NGOs on diversion programs falls within Section 56 and is the responsibility of social development.
Right.
Whereas under 93,
it becomes the responsibility
of the Department of Justice in
Good point.
Out completely. Except you would have community-based sentencing. But I think 93.1A to D, in terms of implementing this act, that provision would have been covered. Yeah, so it can come out safely.
Under
1A to D, it would be covered there. The policy framework on diversion is covered under 56.
No, I'm getting very lost. I'm getting too fast from this. I understand what you say. But if we remove 93.1E, you are saying it's because it falls under the cabinet member responsible for justice, when in actual practice and in the policies we have installed, it falls under the Department of Social Development. Now, where is that case for DSC in the policy?
Under 56.
Under 56.2.
Yes.
It's a
conflation
of the sub
2, 1 and 2. But where does it say it must develop the capacity within all levels of government, the NGOs, to establish and maintain
2A sub Roman
numeral 1. It's a policy plan to develop capacity. Within all levels of government, and the establishment, maintain and develop programs for diversion. And it overlaps with the, isn't she right, Jackie? I must say, I didn't see that at all.
That's very correct. And it sort of picks up on my point earlier about the programs and the options. And maybe I could, I don't know if I could perhaps here suggest, and maybe we can talk about it this
just
now.
Say
that,
what you want to
sorry,
say.
Sorry, sorry. That develop and maintain and develop programs for the purposes of diversion or alternative sentencing.
Who must do that?
Social development, because it's the same
where
program.
Where do you want to handle that?
Under 56.2.1. Because don't forget that 90, the one that we just deleted, 9E, refers to alternative sentencing, and then there's going to be a gap for that.
The only problem would be we'd have to expand that perhaps. Maybe we can discuss it and come
yeah, but just at this stage, I'm just worried. There's no way we're going to vote on a bill that you're going to trust words to us
at this late hour without us understanding it. So as long as you come with a consensual view and all of us understand it, not least myself. If I don't understand it, put it in the report and say we couldn't take it. At this late stage, these things could have been done earlier. And we've had a whole weekend. So I don't think it's fair to the committee and the chair who's not a lawyer and doesn't understand these issues fully, whose co-chair is sitting in Swanee because he has no choice. So I'm putting this to you, unless I understand it, or Carol understands it, or Steve understands it, and ultimately they convince me, we're not going to do it. Okay? This thing is very late. There's no reason why this shouldn't have come. You know, 48 hours of
the chair,
but it's a good point.
No, we did discuss
it. That's a good point, but this thing now, coming with all of this, is worrying me. But then you would say exactly that it's a consequential thing. It only occurred to you now because they said remove it. If that's
a good question.
Yeah. So look, come to something that we fully understand and it's going to be quick, eh? Because we've got other deadlines to meet for the 20th. Okay, so on this one, I'm just putting here.
So we're
going to
take our tea.
We're taking our tea, are we agreeing on that? All of us recognize that, and we thank you, Shireen. It's really good that you spotted it. You know. What's that? No, but now, it's getting complicated now with Jackie's intervention, but it's fine. 56-2. Okay, if you all agree and we can understand you, that's fine. And if they don't understand, Carol and please take me out of the room, quickly explain to me, then we come back in here. Save everybody's time. Look, man, we'll live with an adopt and table, okay? I see you left with an adopt and table, right? Fine. And I said, what's the point of an adopt and table?
No, that should come out.
No, Gigi is insisting that's the adopt and table. Okay. I don't mind. Do you want adopt and table? Look at this side here. Jesus loves God. 93-28. Within 6 months after the adopt and table. And I said, there's no need for adopt and because if you're taking the thing, you won't be adopting it. So what do you people feel? Should we leave it there? It doesn't matter. No. No. In fact, we've got a policy on that,
I think the reason is that when you table, you really don't have much of a say. It's not clear whether there could be public participation. If you're adopting, you then say we agree or we're opening it up. We have you as a committee have a decision to make whether you're happy with it or not.
No, the cabinet member is adopting and then tabling the policy clerk in Parliament. The cabinet member, presumably before he or she tables, is adopting them.
Yes.
But look, leave the word, it's not the end of the world. Let's move on, leave it. Okay, let's move on then to, we've got page 61. Let's move to page 62. We said remove comments there, we agreed. Inspector Committee, we agreed. I didn't understand the 63 sub E of 96. Now, it says that the Assembly of Integrated Information Managers to enable effective monitoring, analysis, and sends an intervention. Is it intervention? What do you mean sends an intervention? Is it more than one intervention? Or is it meant to be
intervention?
Intervention. Right, what does intervention mean?
When you have to make a change immediately, you make a change.
Analysis sends an intervention. Okay, fine. D, sub D. Monitoring the above you. Monitoring the implementation of national policy framework and of this act. Monitoring the implementation of the framework and the act.
Okay.
It is optional. No. Let's take it up. Good. Let's move to sub 2 there on page 63, intersectional 5. Sub 4, in order for Parliament to review. Yeah, the intersectional 5, century 64. In F, we've removed the comma. It's gone up to 10 years. We've done. Okay, good. Let's move to health, which we agreed on. To achieve, we agreed. Obviously, achieve the object. So let's remove promote. Parliament, there's no need to repeat, we agree. Let's move to 97, Roman numeral 1, the diversion of matters. Yeah, we this is an unwieldy thing, we agreed on this, right?
Yes. Chair, just to get back, or are you still going to get to it? Because I think this was raised, the 6 months, if there's going to be approval by Parliament, then it's
so deemed, we're going back to
are we coming back?
Okay. Okay. That's the part that we have to do. 65, page 5. It says sub 5, in the case of offences referred to in Schedule 1. Now explain this, is that clear? What have you done there?
No, what I'm just trying to say there, because compelling reasons, a policeman can only arrest a child that's
in the case of
Schedule 1.
Okay. 4 is, now why are you putting M23 here?
Because written notices are dealt with in 18 and 23.
Okay, next page.
Can I take you back to 96?
96? 96
one, section 1.
We
refer to draft national policy framework. You want to keep it as a draft, but also say the policy framework.
No, it's a draft because your ministers approve of it. You don't approve. You don't have the legal power. I'm writing so. diversion matters. Now, if you look at what you've done, oh no, that's fine. Now, on the top of page 60, the manner in which police officials must furnish a report, yeah, that's straightforward. Right, indeed, JJ pointed this out, which I hadn't spotted, I must say, this morning he said to me, B, the National Commission of the SACPS doesn't submit to Parliament. He or she would do it via the Minister of Safety and Security. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's make that Minister of Safety and Security. You are on board, Christina. So remember, you are our main person to monitor. That's what we're doing down. Meaning on our side, Parliament side. Although at this stage, there's no Parliament to take it, but you know, it's just that ultimately somebody has to take responsibility. Okay, H1 is Department, that's the right thing, obviously. Right. Then there's nothing else except the schedule. Right. Take note what you've done there. On item 14, you removed Act number 32 of 2007, and you've done it again because you've got it already.
That's right.
Good. Okay, schedule 2.
It's the same thing.
I can't see anything else. Restrictively, why you got that
there was. We do use the word respectively when we've got two sections that we're referring to in the Sexual Offences Act.
About so actually, we have got respectively what?
Because there are two sections that we're referring to in a particular item.
So we finished there. Now, in respect of Schedule 3, you've removed all the acts, right, and we've got respectively again. In respect of
That's correct. Yeah, she pointed out a few things. Some of the things
I don't remember.
I didn't agree with her entirely, but actually.
Fine. We've checked the schedule for now. Let's go to JJ's document and we finish. Okay. Now JJ documents there, and I've covered some of it, right? We've agreed on various things. Let's go to.
Under the schedule.
Yeah.
Page number 59 of 1992, the last block. It just didn't look correct there. It says amendment of the definition for foster child, foster parent. We just need to check that the
Can you do this? I must tell you, I'm putting this on record. I don't think it's correct to expect a member of Parliament anywhere in the world to check all these books. And we found a specific research institute. So I must tell you, I've not read that. It's not my job. I went on record. Is anybody here, PMP? Just mention that I'm not taking responsibility for this. Parliament, committee section, the committee section does, and the research institute. We're talking about the research institute. Where's Parliament's lawyer? No, there's no Parliament lawyer. Okay, I'm not taking responsibility. Because this would mean we'll delay the bill for a year. Okay, you can't expect any member of Parliament to do this. So, as far as schedule, what is it called?
4 and 5.
4 and 5 are concerned. The committee takes it that the technicians on all sides, including Parliament, who are not here, have done their job. But Gillian, to be fair to her, is extremely meticulous, extremely hardworking, and I have no doubt that she's about the best person we could find to do it, given that Banara has disappeared, because he's probably got too much to do this week. Okay? But we're not taking responsibility. Okay, Parliament needs rules committee, JJ is not here, so this is what they come. Before the bill comes to Parliament, I actually think Parliament goes and give us the air. Say all the things are correct. And if we make any changes to the text of the bill, you don't expect a member of Parliament to make this problem.
So you've not just on another point?
If you've done this thing, you checked it, so obviously it's not your job. Yeah, okay, what do you want to say?
On another point, I don't know whether JJ's going, I spoke to him about it this morning, I don't know whether he's going to raise it in the morning.
No, wait to hear what he said.
It's just in relation to the contained in the schedule, a cross reference to section 154 of the Criminal Procedure Act.
He didn't read it.
Okay.
Can you note that?
May I raise it? Because I think it's just something that
needs
to go into what we agreed between JJ and I, that it would be something to the NCLP. It can't be, because it's a policy issue.
Well, we can see, let me look at his notes. He did say something about a policy issue.
Okay, there is
a policy issue. No, give me a chance. It's probably here.
If it's not there, then
he gave me what he wanted to say, and I went through word for word with him. This is what you said, and he said, I've got it all right. So, give me a chance. It's probably here. It'll be faster. Okay. Whoever spoke to JJ, he's given me what you said today. Right? So, I'm going through his documents quickly so that we see we haven't left anything out. Okay. Appropriate adult we've dealt with, other special things we've dealt with, special services to move we've dealt with. Right, I look wrong. background when you have evidence. He had much better ideas towards the end of the text. Yeah, JJ, I put this up as a main term to no, music. So JJ, very quickly, we've covered appropriate adults. We've covered other suitable persons. Sorry, I'm wasting your time. I just realized I was doing it wrong. Ah, yeah, 6-1, he said it's a eulistic. Yes. Oh, Putin would laugh at 6-1-A. But he said he didn't find it. He said, and 6-1-A, how dare you, Lawrence? 6-1-A, he said, offenses should be a small O. Is he correct?
Where?
6-1-A, offenses should be a small O.
No, I think it should be capital.
Yeah, I think so too, but he was booty with laughter, and I didn't want to tell him, and I wanted to come down and say, leave it, he'd be upset, right? But he'd say, look, Eunice, it's you. Okay, 9-1-B. He's right, he's an antic son. If no parent or appropriate is available, or if it is not in the best interest. He said he wasn't impressed, but Anne thinks like me and John, I don't think so. Now, Bronwyn, publication of information of a child above the age of 18. I think you're the wrong text, man. Look how embarrassing. This is YC. It's all my stuff. And this is JJ. And I'm looking at the YC text and wondering where's JJ's stuff gone. Meanwhile, it's the text is so easy to find because it's got all of JJ's stuff that he gave me this morning. And here we've got Brunwood, publication of information after 18. Now, if I understand the point here, it is this. Brunwood, I think it's something to do with information cannot be made available of anything, any matter, as you would say, lawyers involving a child under the age of 18. But when the child is over 18, etc., you say that there's something that needs to be done, and we agree that it's too late this morning, and we don't have the mandate to do so. We must amend some other act. Is that right? Okay, you're going to write us a report, paragraph. There's no hurry. If you reject it, you'll reject it tomorrow. But in a summary, quickly say, because then we mandate you to write a paragraph.
If someone has a section 154 of the Rules of Procedure Act, prohibits any publication of the identity of the accused if he's under the age of 18. And all this act does is extend their protection to the preliminary inquiry.
Yeah.
My argument is, should their protection not extend to a child after they turn 18? So, for example, I'll give you the example of the Dina Rodriguez case. One of the accused was 17 when he committed the offense. The day he turned 18, his name was all over the media. So it's a policy decision. We don't want him to protect the identity of an accused if you could. And it goes to the whole, I think, to prohibit their publication would back up the whole issue of expungement of records, etc., etc., at a later stage.
Okay.
So you're
very good. The question would be, who Gian and Lawrence doesn't follow this? Parliament in the report would say that the executive must apply its mind to this and consult with the NDPP. We don't want the NCOC to deal with it, surely. So
yep,
this is
I think
a policy issue.
Needs
I don't think we want to put that in our report.
No.
We just say that the executive has applied mine. But we think isn't what Bronwyn is saying reasonably sound for us to say, broadly at least, we'll couch it in words that are very careful and cautious, that at this stage, without a proper discussion, it seems to the committee that this should be considered.
Should be investigated, yeah.
It's a new thing. Yeah, you're right. We haven't thought about it. If we had you earlier, I'd regret that we didn't. I told you that. And you know, Daniel being facetious when he said that I said no to you.
Right.
Are you the Brahmin that rang me presumably in December?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's settled. I was thinking, why are you ringing me? But anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's go to chapter 4. Right? He said, then he said, and I asked him to ring you about this, 21.2, Lauren. He said, if you say in line 3, in terms of section 18, read with section 22. Yeah, kind of more than that thing. Implies that all Schedule 1 can be leaked, but not true. That's what it implies. Did he ring you about
that? No, just come again with that picture.
22.1a,
yeah.
He says it can be confusing if you say, in terms of section 18, read with section 22. So I told him, I've got LB here. Let me see if he has to ring him back. I told him to ring him because I don't understand what he's saying and I'm running to go to the meeting. It implies, he says, the way you've got it now, 21.2a, when you people look at it over lunch, it implies all Schedule 1 can be released, but this is not true. Can we ring him?
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, I did. He did, and he said we must try and get some wording.
All right, so I'm putting here 22.1a. You come with the... So 22.2. 21.2. You're looking for the... Okay. Carol, can you get involved with this? Because you... And maybe Steve is a lawyer. You're quicker. Okay. Then the other thing that JJ really just looked at is nothing here. Oh, yes. Well, this one we've done already. We've all spotted this one. Yeah, this one I just spot, I must say. 35H. It shouldn't be all. The purpose of assistance is to do all of that. It shouldn't be and after H. Of course, Kenneth will tell you all means and. In law. I mean, I had this fight with him for 9 and 7 years, and he didn't know all means and. But now, let's divide the way people speak. Eh? Well, I fought with him for 5 years. Hey, but he's good, he's really good,
Lawrence. Yes, and everyone.
He's one of the finest, I think. I know. Anyway, what do you think? Should it be N?
I think it could stay as.
But you think the purpose of an assessment is to do all of the things N? Now, please, or N. You see now you guys are confused.
No.
I think it should be and. I think he's right. Yeah, let's put and. Since they're not, it's more commonsensically understood as and. Then he said, 38.3b, a researcher or, because a provisional may submit the following questions, and I think he's right here, provider, researcher or any other person. Right. I think that's more straightforward. I
leave it all.
Sorry?
We're leaving it all.
No. No, we are not following each other. That's definitely
all.
A divergent service provider, researcher, or any other person.
Yeah. But that's what I was just asking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we're removing it.
Yeah.
We're putting all.
Yeah.
On the top, we're removing all and putting and, right? That's less important, but the left and most certainly accurate. Okay, he rejected this thing now. I'm talking again. Now, 85, presumably a lot of it we have settled as well, 85B in your version. But we've done it in the highlighted version, so he picked that up too again, and I reminded him that I had raised it in yesterday, and the furnishing stuff, and the thing of a report, like conferencing, etc. Okay, so we go to page 48, we're about 18 members, I know you've been very kind to bear with me. Right, let's go to, I didn't thought this was good. 1972, we say, we should leave it as the regulations referred to in subsection 1 must be tabled in Parliament for approval. Full stop, okay? Or approval. Full stop. And take up before the commencement of this Act. And he's suggesting, now unless you can see some, I thought it's quite creative. He says the ones that we have to do before the commencement of this act should actually go into transitional provision, which I thought was quite innovative, but I don't know what the full meaning is. Under 98, he says that we must make it clear that in the transitional provision, we should put in that the initial regulation, something like the initial regulation referred to in 97.1, must be tabled in Parliament for approval. And we should add something about the approval must be done within a certain number of months, within 4 months.
And if not done, then it's deemed.
If not, no, then he says there's a generic provision we need to have. In addition to that, we should have a generic provision that says wherever Parliament is required to approve any regulations or policy directives or whatever, it must do so within 6 months. Otherwise, the regulations and whatever are deemed to be approved. That's it. If we don't approve within 6 months. Now, whether he was talking about... So, three things are very clear. He said, and I agree with him, 97.2 should be retained, removed those words. Then, under transitional provisions, what do people do? That the initial regulations are going to transitional provisions. Do we agree on that?
Mm.
Now, do we want to put a time frame for that? It must be because that is hold back the intermittent of the dollars. I think it's say 4 months.
Initial regulations.
Yeah.
But aren't we saying that they should be done before the act comes into operation?
But within 4 months of it being tabled, you have to table it in Parliament.
Approval.
Sorry?
You're speaking about the approval.
Yes, but the... Sorry?
I'm confused about whether you're speaking about if you haven't approved it by a certain period, it then will come into effect. Is that what you're speaking about?
Yes, but we have to put deadlines. And I'm suggesting we put a deadline, or he and I agree, that when it comes to approval before the commencement of that, it has to be 4 months. Yeah, 4 months after tabling. But in general, if Parliament doesn't approve within 6 months of anything in regulations or directives or whatever, that must be 6 months. You see,
sure.
If Parliament runs in the middle of November, 4 months means we at least got from the middle of January, it's about 2 months
to do. I'd like to get some clarity on that. We're talking about the transitional provisions for the first set of regulations.
Yeah.
And you're suggesting that?
That they must be approved within 4 months.
Okay.
Tabling.
When you talk about tabling, within 4 months of tabling, yeah.
You see, in 97.1 we say the regulations referred to in subsection must be tabled in Parliament for approval. Full stop. Then we say in the transitional provision that the initial regulations which are necessary before commencement of this act must be approved by Parliament within 4 months of those initial regulations being
tabled.
Why? Can you explain? Maybe I'm not explaining.
No, why
is there difficult?
The act, then you would table, you have 4 months to approve, and then you'll approve.
So that's, yeah.
Why are you not understanding?
No, I am understanding you now, but it's, yeah. That's 4 months before you're giving 4 months for Parliament to approve.
Yeah.
It's
no, we know why it's 4 months, yeah. It's because it was before the commencement of the
Act. Yes.
The commencement of the act. Now, if we hold it up.
No, but if we give them 6 months, the question is on them to bring it to us sooner.
Yeah.
But will they?
But we may give us ourselves enough.
Oh, you want 6 months? What do you think? 6 months. All right, can we be clear what we are saying then? We are saying that before the commencement of this act, there are regulations that the minister must table in Parliament, which we must approve.
Mm.
Now, the initial regulations before the commencement of this act. They have to be tabled, and then we have to approve of them under the transitional provisions, and JJ and I suggest it should be 4 months from the time of tabling. Now, members are saying 4 months is not on. So, we will make it 6 months on the transitional.
Yeah, it just puts us under the executive under huge
what
pressure.
What do you think the landmark?
I don't understand why.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm not being clear. Carol, can you explain?
No, it might take 6 months as a touch under greater pressure.
Yeah.
4 months,
yeah.
No, we must do that because we have a big mouth and we put the seed and we must do it.
Yeah.
And the committee secretary is able to get done. That's their job.
That's the parliament doesn't need to say
yes. So I'm agreeing, but if you guys are not happy with 4 months, I don't think JJ and I felt so strong because I was in this school at 5 months.
If I understand you correctly, it means by December 2009, we missed the table.
Yeah,
give
form.
You
a,
give you that period 4 months before
you
come.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
You've
got a whole
right.
Year and a half.
If you file it in November or something, then it's
February. Why don't we say within a certain number of sitting months? Is this such a word we use in Parliament? Within a certain number of sitting days of Parliament.
Yeah.
Sorry? Beyond what you think? All right, please help. I don't have an answer. Please help. We must move on.
I think
5 to 3.
If you would delay it until December, you wouldn't file it earlier.
Yeah.
Because then it would, we wouldn't be able to pass it if it was November or October. Because then so if we can almost agree here that it will be towards December, that would enable us that 4 months. That makes sense.
I think that's fine because before you didn't give us the time period, now we have the time period.
Mm.
What are we saying?
As long as it's not earlier than that December,
because then we won't go
to Parliament. How are we
going to
put that in the
bill?
What
would
be the...
Not earlier than December, not...
Why not earlier? If you can deliver the thing by July next year...
Next year.
Okay, can I just ask you a wee thing? I have seen in other bills, help me, you the lawyer. We say within a certain number of sitting days of Parliament. So, why do we say 90 days of 90 sitting days? Can you find the wording? Have you seen it before in other bills?
I can't. I'll have a look. 90 sitting days.
I have come across it in bills that you've dealt
with. That must be within 90 sitting days. That's what you suggested.
We must adopt the policy, the initial regulation that you table in the House or Parliament must be adopted. The initial regulation under transitional provisions clause must be adopted within 90 sitting days of Parliament. So between the time you table it and the time we adopt the initial regulation,
it
must be within 90 sitting days of Parliament. Find the wording, you are the lawyer. Okay, can we agree on that? Okay. Then the next thing is, shall we agree with JJ's proposal that we drop the word in 97.2 before the Commensurate Act, because this will now go into the constitutional provision. And then can we find a space where we put in a generic clause that says, if Parliament doesn't approve within 6 months of any regulations in this Act, they are deemed to have been approved. Agreed? Right. There's nothing further to say. Right. Can we have a break now? How long do you need to... Half an hour?
To go and do these amendments.
You don't do it, you can handwrite them.
Okay.
Handwrite them.
Yeah.
And we just make copies for you. Or do you want to type them out? Handwrite them. Which is faster? Do you want
to... I have to go back to the office. I haven't got anything here. Yeah, I think...
Limiting deal now. Okay, let's make it 4 o'clock. Now, you have to deliver. How many people? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell
him
we're going to vote
at 4.
Can I go and...
Final now, we have to vote at 4.
Sure, may I suggest I go and type it out quickly?
Okay.
I think that would be better. Just separate... then I can include them in this... Highlighted document.
Yeah. 4 o'clock. We need 7 then, but how are we going to do this? Okay, it's a breakdown for an hour. You can cook one.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay.
Don't you have a number for corner cooking, but because you said we choose our own, they've been writing expensive. But I think one will be long as time for phone.
Tell him it's 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. By the way, there's lunch there for us.
The lunch is recorded.
This act applies the rest remain. We've taken out A, 41A, which is under the age of 10 years, and left that entire part of 10 years and or older. So Roman numeral 1, 2, 3 remain. If that is clear.
No, are you getting it?
Not
policy. The policy decision was this act does apply to people under the age of 10, though the criminal justice system doesn't.
And then we put it in sub 2.
Oh, you're putting it elsewhere.
Sub 2.
Okay.
This act applies to any person in the Republic who is alleged to have committed an offense and was under the age of 10 at the time of commission of the alleged offense. And then sub 3 becomes, which is 2, change as is. That's the only change.
All right. So is that agreed, Steve? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't removed the current 41A. We merely moved it down. Can that help? Let's clarify. Let's finish 4 first. No, let's finish 4 first. Is there any? Welcome, Bobby. And he's a lawyer, by the way. He's another lawyer. And look at each other, 1, 2, 3. Probably get the question. Okay. So, we've retained the content. All we've done is move it down. Right? Right. Then the next thing is on the definition. Tell us what it now reads, diversion option means.
It's
taken
out the word diversion before option.
Right.
But we skip in diversion program.
So diversion option now means an option.
Option is where we skip the diversion program in terms of
the okay.
But they can deal with that because they retain the report.
How you've done that, Lindsay? Is that consistent with the definition of the okay.
Yeah.
So that one's done. What's the next one?
She's the person we put in, as you said. It's
understanding the community. So obviously, we've deleted it from under appropriate enough, right? So it comes out there. And then we've got under suitable person, what is it? So it's clear that we actually are not talking of 21 days fully. 61.2 was, you know the one that's not clear, who can help me? 61.2. Is it clear that we're talking of, okay, we'll ask Lawrence then. 61.2?
Appointed by the magistrate to search in section 42 and entire magistrate.
Monday after the order convene the conference.
After?
The order convene the conference.
Yeah, let's see that. Now 97.2 reads the regulations referred to in subsection 1 must be tabled in Parliament for approval.
Yes.
So it's the regulations in 1.
Yes. The general initial regulations are not. The direction
is it 1? Is it 1 or 2? Can you help? 97.1 reads the cabinet member
responsible may make regulations regarding any matter which is required of
the initial one has been taken out of So we say, 2 says the regulations referred to in subsection 1 must be tabled in Parliament for approval.
Okay.
Then we say, Why don't we simply say something like this? Any regulations or directives which require the approval of Parliament in this act?
Yeah.
Rather than referring to section, right? Regulations and directives that, but when it comes to the rules, there is a provision in the appropriate act. And Lawrence checked, and I spoke with him last yesterday, and he confirmed that in the act it does not actually set out any time frame. Then we agreed to see that in our report to Parliament we will say that the Act needs to be amended to provide appropriate time frames within which Parliament does approve rules. Let's take, for example, the party rules. So we agreed on that. I'm not sure why we said it's not fair to Carol if she wasn't here. But we gave you a mandate. Over the phone with Lawrence, we gave him a mandate. He agreed. We're also on Friday, you know, that actually we will not change that. Lolly, can I ask you something? In terms of the rules of Parliament, if we have verbally agreed to the changes as they are now described to us, do we still need a written text or can we vote on a problem? What do the rules say? It has to be written. Okay, we'll have to wait for 5 minutes. But the policy issues now are all settled, right? If I look at my notes, now you have heard it, right? Section 77 is what? We set all that, right? Then I've got 31.2 is the set. Then 15 at age. What have we done there?
The last
is that's it, all right? 61.2, 21 days we've done, right? 5A and C, what's that? 5A. As far as I can see, we've done everything. All we need is a text. And we can vote. So, shall we?
Okay, while we're waiting, I just want to put something on record. It's been rough going these last couple of weeks with Dr. Delport being particular myself on this, but it's not so much I'm supposed to be the other. I want to express my appreciation of the way you, the two, and Mr. Jeffrey went backwards to accommodation. I really appreciate it. Then I only have one comment as far as the ruling for the and I want to put that on record. While I will support the bill as it is now. You know, that third part of the preamble still bothers me, and I'll tell you why. This all concerns children. Now, children born under the apartheid system will not be affected by this rule. This rule is coming to effect on the 1st of April. Now, apartheid was abolished in 1990. And nobody will be affected, nobody can be affected by this bill with the two of the apartheid. So I don't know why we still have to do this. Well, I said that the people are now, because it will be there for always.
You're presenting a new argument now, which has not been raised before.
But our members keep us apart. If you look at the text, it says that before 1994, South Africa and the country had not given many of its children, particularly black children, the opportunity to live and act like children. And some children, as a result of circumstances in which they find themselves, have come into conflict with the law. The problem with that paragraph is that the second half and the first half, the relationship between the two is not spelled out. It has two different meanings, the meaning you give to it or the meaning I'm giving to it. So we can clarify that now. We can make it a minute if we want to. But you see, what we are meaning to say is not that the children who are currently committing crimes who are under 18 were born during 1992 as a couple of points in marriage. Not that we say that they were born if you were even 4 years older. So in a sense, if you look at the formative years of the argument, at least for another 5 years, you need a provision. Because 1994 to 2014 years, and a child at 17 would have been 3 years old under apartheid. But secondly, look at the parents of these children and the legacy they carry with them. So I think for now, we will have to agree to disagree. But let me see if I can't tweak it. Let's see if we can. Can somebody help? We can tweak it slightly. Because we cannot not acknowledge that the first part is correct. There's no surely debate that before 1990, I think you would say.
I think it came when this bill was first drafted in Parliament when it was
12 years ago.
Then it was still relevant. It was less relevant than
Peter. But I just wanted to make another point. No, I'm trying to accommodate you. Let's see if we can't just tweak the words. Can somebody help? So we slightly separate the two issues. That before 1994, South Africa is a country.
The other thing that also worries me is that an excuse for children then to have committed crime. We should also not do things.
Yeah. All right, if somebody helped, then we separate the two parts, meaning that we keep them as one paragraph, which we can say.
I just raise it.
But now you're offering a new argument. Then you just work it when JJ and I apply. It was in B227.
No, I raised it with Lauren, I accept it.
No, not we can't. We can. The meaning can be slightly more clear. We're not changing the paragraph completely. Let's see if we can. Can somebody help? Anybody? We can put that also as some children. And also means that the two are not necessarily related. Can? And also that some children that have come into contact with
that.
No, only insofar as you are saying that because of what happened before 1994, therefore, yeah. So we then we put also the correlation between the two. No, I mean on that I don't think we can. I mean I think not to say NT, but all of us, well, maybe the DA might not agree. But the first part we are clear is accurate. It's the relationship between the first and the second part that's questionable, which is correct, that this bill is going to subsist for another 10, 15 years, the preamble will be changed. I think the best thing is we put it also as some children. Okay, again?
And also that some children.
And also that some children, as a result of circumstances, they find themselves challenged.
That comes to conflict with the law. Also, make a brief point, Jackie, did you get
it? Chairperson, thank you very much. I was not part of the discussion. Personally, I think that this thing is important. Let me explain why I'm saying it. You see, you go into.
Sorry?
Into Google.
Yeah, because you did it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
you go into Google. Go into Mitchell's Plain. You go into whatever township. This is exactly. You see, these children grew up in circumstances that really, and I want to say it because I meet this type of children. You ask these children.
weekend and thing?
No, I'm saying Chaperson is correct for the circumstances in which the adults, it's not the children, the adults. I have grew up in a place where there's silence and whatever. Besides my kids will also go into that thing. It's the circumstances. It's not that you or the committee encourage these children to, but the circumstances in Kubulik force them to be criminals. That's what I am understanding.
No, I don't think you see, let's be clear. What you are saying and what Lenny is saying is both covered. In other words, by putting also, we're not distracting from what you're saying, but we're also getting him. The reason, this bill we felt should be substantially consensual. We don't want to put it like this. And not only have we, if we can treat the NGOs in the way we have, we've consulted them fully. Obviously, we can't agree with anything. I mean, then politicians and NGOs are what? We might as well all become NGOs or NGOs close down and become politicians. They are right to say what they think, and we are right to say to them, no. I said to Jackie many times, if you were seated here, you'd come to the same conclusion that I do with him. As much as if I were sitting where she is in the university there and being the NGO, I would think exactly what she thinks. It's a function of the where you are. Now the question is, if we put also, to be fair to Len and the DA, we have negotiated with them painstakingly, and as I understand it, they're voting on. And he's right, actually, 5 years from now, and he's right, it can imply it's an excuse. So the also covers you, and the AMC also covers the DA. What do you think, Pete?
No, I think the addition to the system also inherent to but not necessarily.
Okay, can we note in the report, we do something else. See, let's note in the report, that the committee recognizes for now that the reference to black, or white, or whatever, I'll find the wording, just remind me, but recognizes that this needs to be reviewed over time. Okay? So that's covered. Now, why are we waiting for the text? Only because Parliament rules say, because we've agreed on everything, and I'm pleading with the members who are here on a Monday. By the way, the three members who are not here, at least two of them are legitimately not here. Let me just take you through the report. I've only finished a bit of it. Essentially, I would like members to contribute towards the report. It will be available for voting tomorrow. One is, here you can have the important and long overdue child justice rule introduced to Parliament in 2002. The Portfolio Committee made various amendments to the bill, and in 2003 suspended processing the bill. Is that right? 2003? Or was it 2002? Right. You suspended processing. Is that the correct word?
Did you know that you suspended?
What word should one use? This was suspended for now. Okay. Then the ministry worked on the bill further, and the bill was referred back to Parliament when in December last year.
Lolly? Yeah. Okay. And you should say there due to pending election.
In view of the looming election.
Yeah.
Right. And then what happened? When was the deal introduced to Parliament here?
I think it was December, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Make sure of that.
Right, in the meanwhile, let me just say that, you know, we organized public hearings because 5 years left and because the context had changed. And we use the same standards as 2002 committee. We need to find a balance between the rights of the child and the rights of the victim and the safety and security committee. And secondly, the capacity of the state. Then we are excruciatingly aware of the high levels of crime in our country. And, all right, are we ready? Everybody's got a copy. Right. We have done all the little secret units. Member of our family, senior to older.
we put in a definite suitable person. The person standing in the community has a special relationship with a child identified by the probation officer to act on a deputy. Sure, that was done as a separate document.
Yeah.
I think Shireen can talk to that.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that as well?
Shireen?
I don't think you have a copy of the text.
I think
we'll come back. Thank you. Okay, all we've done is added subsection 3, which is on the original text, and then we've added this as we've taken out the MD was 10 years or older, and then put it under the new subsection 2. This act applies to any person in the public who is alleged to commit an offence and was under the age of 10 years at the time of the commission of the offence. And then the next subsection, which is 2, then becomes 3.
This is
the
only thing. Can we just read it quickly? It's a very complicated. In other words, you can read subject to subsection 2 and 3. This act applies to any person in the Republic who is alleged to have committed an offence and was 10 years or older, but under the age of 18 when he or she was handed by. Right. And then you just move that, yeah, this act applies to any person who is alleged to have committed an offence. Okay, I think this is fine. Let me change to 3.
Yes.
Good. And we remove the sexual subject. Okay, that's it, bro.
Okay,
we're going to take with that one now. Yeah. Okay, what's next? 10 years or older, but 27, is it? 22.
That's 21. In the roadmap provision, we're requested to...
that's the one they did. Okay, we've done that carefully. Let's go to page 24. That was the one I read this morning, right? Yeah, we agree to that, okay.
And the next one is to try
try and deal with that anomaly. The head of the center must, on a written request of an applicant in writing, confirm that the criminal record of the child is being Page 61, clause 93. We've taken out paragraph E, as we were given requested to do.
Yeah.
We also changed comment to comment in sub clause 2.
Yeah, but before we do that, 93.1e, we remove that, and what did we decide about?
56.
Yeah.
I spoke to Jackie again, and she said, no, we can leave it for the time being.
You can take that out as a report for the channel. It's complete, right? Okay, what else?
Then we move to regulations, directives, national instruction, and register. In sub 2, we took out as instructed those words in square brackets.
Yeah.
That means the regulations referred to in subsection 1 must be tabled in Parliament for approval.
Yeah.
And then we go on to right at the end. I've printed all the provisions in that section, but the changes are on page 67, and we've put in a new sub 10. The committee might want to think of it differently. We put it as a subsection 10 because this section deals with regulations, directives and national instructions. It doesn't deal with rules, however.
Yeah.
So we might need to have it as a section on its own directly.
Well, rules we've agreed to do yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a trick in the law. The law doesn't provide a time limit.
Yeah.
And in our report to Parliament, we state that we should amend that.
Okay.
But for now, we don't deal with rules.
Okay.
Carol wasn't here, unfortunately, on Friday, so she wasn't able to get.
I might need to take the rules out. It says, if Parliament is required in terms of any provision of this Act to approve any regulations, rules, directives, or national instructions,
I'll take out rules.
Parliament must do so within 6 months of those being tabled in Parliament, failing which they will be deemed to have been approved.
Yeah,
by Parliament.
The consequence of it,
transitional.
They must say the initial regulations, because they're only the ones before the comments.
I thought of saying that the initial or the first, because in this section we talk about the first directives and the first national instructions, but it just sounded strange to say the first regulations, that the initial regulations might work, but I think it has to be the initial regulations because we got that date of the 1st of December.
Yeah. The other regulations you can't include, this is before the Act of the State. So we must have the initial regulations referred to in section 97.2. Shouldn't it be two, Lauren Talbot? I think it should be two. They think it should be one. I don't know. No, I'm not sure. Two.
The authorizing, the empowering provision is 97.1. That's where it gives the minister the power to make regulations.
And then those things that we tabled in
Parliament.
Why don't we say 97.1 and 2?
Yeah. Does
it really matter? Right. So we say the initial regulations referred to in section 1971 and 2, right? So that means compromise. So it's a
clunky.
All right,
I think 97.1 is.
You're the lawyer.
Yeah.
You're happy with 97.1. Is anybody object to 97.1? Well, shall I speak to 97.1? I give up. Fine. Must be tabled in Parliament for approval. Will you know, said Lolly? I didn't let me know whether she didn't know. By the way, as I said, it's not being facetious. I understand fully what you say. Needless to say, a chairperson needs to understand every comma and also, and I certainly do. The regulations are referred to in 6.1. Then on the bill as a whole,
A mover with a seconder, please. Thank you. A mover for the bill as a whole. Seconder. Good. Then finally, the report is tabled tomorrow. The draft is already been done. I'll email it to you tonight. For those of you who want to comment on it before, let's say, tomorrow meeting, the magistrate is here. So let's see who the magistrate is, either J.B. Sibanyoni or Mama Slami or chair. Okay, then on the Bulanani will chair. And then I'll come in as soon as you are finished with that. I'll come to vote and then we look at this. So I think, how long do you think it will take? Okay, so half past 10 for a preliminary vote, we need a quorum to vote on the report. Okay, now before we pass, and the members who have come to vote, please, thank you very much. There's nothing further. We're very grateful to both of them. Actually, he's got a message. Dennis Blue. It was
I'm very much happy, Shepard. I'm very much impressed that at least now the bill, I'm serious now,
yeah.
That the bill is in part to get the children out of this. I'm serious. And I'm very much happy that at least in 4 months, you are 4 months in Shepard now.
So,
9 months. I must congratulate you.
No, I'm not looking for praise. I mean,
No. I'm serious. Because
but I mean, you're calling
it a serious problem.
Outside the meeting, why?
It's a serious problem for correctional services to have these children in correctional services.
And we can pass it to you. We reported that the JJ said that you believe that under 40 should not be included. That is not the question.
But that's another discussion. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. But while you're here, let advocates say, I refer the documents to the.
Thank you.
individual contribution to the state, particularly what I think you are less than more than most people. Although we know you do.
All of the rings, all that, we
made up, and we had a half a couple of those pulled out in the relationship, but maybe thank them all. So I can't say anything more except that this vote finally, I think, is a highly successful. And we have invited several events to speak them. I've already come. We've got a small team of them for last month.
Okay, so they coming at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, if they can't, we have tea with them or whatever. So can people make them come to the library and all this thing. And then there's the on-call planning issues. One that I really think is the highly civilized, a bill that I think we are proud of. We find the right balance. We are very concerned about the fact that things are made. We as Parliament, we are obliged to do. You see, we make decisions. So ultimately, it's not just a thing. We think, so here, actually, morally and politically, the responsibilities of us to ensure that the implementation is utterly confident. If we cooperate with the NGOs, Parliament and the citizens, we can deliver on this front. We've got another 18 months of more responsibility. And we can do it. And I think this is a good thing that was shown, because in a new context now, there are many people who have to talk to us. But there's something in the circulation that comes to the NGO thing from this year. And I did this. You know, I look to be like a sort of staff who should be influenced by anybody's life. You know, my mother, who is speaking about me, this guy, he seemed like this 50, but falling off something. And he was never abiding by the norms of what the baby said. So now I'm confessing. Am I going to change so suddenly because you and Jackie and actually, we, in the best position of the Liberal Party, which are taken for a Liberal Democratic Party, we are quite there's nothing in the soul that at least a few coaches. But as the two coaches were acting here, we would have done these things anyway, or you would have taken advantage of the fact that our people would have taken there are values that underpin what you say. That African Christian Democratic Party and the DA never know they're going to be. So, you want to stretch the ultimate thing? It's our dream. We take ultimate responsibility. I ultimately take responsibility. Anybody wants to, over the next 5 years, win, this will not be the they must. Having said all that, thank you all. There is, of course, Wednesday. Wednesday, if you would like to meet with the committee, they want to respond to all of their issues that we raised in our report to Parliament. Technically, there's off-camp and the torches should be here. Give us that information. Okay, so they will be giving a thing. And you will submit the report. And you will read all the people who represent us as chairs of the committee. At various workshops and so on over the last 3 months, come with their reports because they speak on our behalf and want to know what they said and what came out of it, and there's some consequential thing that we have to do in the committee. How do we do that and not taking their reports? Yes,
I don't know whether I need to say anything about the object memo. I'm preparing an object memo. It's going to be a shortish object memo, and we're hoping to get that done. But I understand that that doesn't have to be voted on. So we.
Is there any other thing? Is there any other thing that you want to say? Okay. So it's how to see.